What's up?
I just chilling.
What just happened?
What's up, though?
What's up, though?
What's
the dilly, yo?
What's the dilly?
What's the math?
Man.
Huh?
Shit. Just chilling like a villain.
A lot of villains in the world.
I know, right?
Not that many superheroes.
Nah, what you doing?
I'm getting ready to record a show.
What kind of show?
Podcast.
Like a live broadcast?
We're live right now, yeah.
Where are you at? What kind of TV or on the internet?
Over the internet.
Oh, you want your brother to log on and watch it?
Huh?
Oh, he wants me to do stuff for him, but he can't.
I asked him a question. He didn't say that.
What? I'm confused. What's happening now?
I said, what you want your brother to log on and watch it?
Oh, no, you listen to it live, but we don't got no video stream.
Oh. What, baby? Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'll tell you. Who's your brother?
Okay.
What, man?
What do you want, you big bookie-headed
ass buster? As much as I be telling you, you don't motherfucking call me unless you want something, huh? Huh?
Hey, what do you want?
Don't make me slap you with my iPhone, okay? Just right across
you
your forehead.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Just right across that big-ass forehead. And you can't miss it because that shit's so big. It's like a fucking highway.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Like a drive a forklift around your forehead. It's just crazy like that.
All you gotta do is put a yellow line in between your butt crack and be a 2-9 highway.
Oh, crazy times. Crazy times.
Put your booty right by the
casino, then they have a 6-line highway.
Look. First of all, that's racist.
What do you want, boy?
I'm waiting for people to show up, so I was like, let me call this punk-ass punk back real quick.
Show up for what?
For the show.
What show?
For the podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How you don't know about the podcast? The Boom
Podcast.
About
your little computer thing?
The little computer thing? Sir, we have thousands of listeners. Thousands. How dare you?
Thousands.
How dare you disrespect our listeners, all two of them who are in this chat right now. You son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
You just cussed me out like that?
That's right. Don't make me do it again. So welcome to the Boom Podcast. Today's Boom Podcast, we're talking to my big nappy-headed brother, Keith. And the question that people want to know is, what games are you playing?
Oh, you want to know what kind of games I'm playing?
I believe that is what I just said. Hold on, let's rewind that tape.
I'm looking at the ghetto Nicki Minaj sitting there cussing out Mariah Carey.
What?
I'm looking at ghetto old Nicki Minaj cussing out Mariah Carey.
What the hell are you watching? Oh, what was that? The American Idol?
I'm watching on TMZ.
Man, don't nobody watch that shit.
Nicki Minaj, she is so just, I can't stand that ghetto ass chick.
Yeah, she's not.
She makes black people look bad.
She is not a fan favorite.
She's horrible. She sucks.
She does. All she does is talk about clothes and shit. And she can't really tell nobody about no music because her music kind of sucks. And so it's like, how are you just going to be telling other people about their shit when your shit ain't even off the charts like that?
You know?
That's how the world works nowadays.
I ain't no game in the foul. We just got done beating Army of Two. We just got done playing, beating that. And then we just got done beating the Gears of War 4 or 3, 4.
Judgment.
Gears of War 4. Huh? Yep. Judgment. And then, you know, we didn't like the Black Ops. To me, it sucked.
Well, I did not.
Really?
I don't much do Call of Duty. Call of Duty!
You know what? That Call of Duty, it just wasn't all that to me, man. It was short. It wasn't nothing like the last one. And then Resident Evil 6, we love that. Resident Evil 6 was hot. I liked it.
Okay, yeah.
I like
Resident Evil 6.
Did you like that Resident 6?
I didn't play that.
Yeah, it was hot. It was a good game. That's a fun game. It's long. It's hard. You know what I mean? It's challenging.
Hey, nobody told you to talk about my penis.
You fucking stupid. That would have been a short conversation. But, hey, man, listen. Hold on. While I got through the phone.
What?
What the fuck is up with Sheedy, man?
What? I don't know.
Okay, first of all,
You should know that we are recording live, so... Okay, continue.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah, we've been recording this whole time.
You recording me now?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, let's get back to the game, then.
No, go ahead. What was you going to say?
You're recording live?
Yeah.
You're recording me?
You are now being recorded by a computer device that is saving your wave vocal patterns to be listened to later by other people.
No, I can't say nothing about it then.
Okay.
I don't want to put that type of shit on no recording.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was telling you so that you could speak carefully about.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that later. All
right.
But let me see what other games. Did you play the new Dragon Ball Z?
I did not. How is that?
It is, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's slick. I like the fact that Goku and Vegeta can go Super Saiyan 4 on it, and then they fight Broly and Frieza and Cell and all them, and those guys can actually do the fusion technique.
Oh, so there's new characters that aren't actually in the game or in the show.
All the characters that are in the show are on there.
Well, I mean, because Frieza and them never did, like, a fusion technique in the show.
Yeah, I know, but they made the game harder than it was on the show.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like, if they're doing fusion techniques in the game, then that would create a character.
Hold on. Let's get technical about this. Because Cell, who actually absorbed Goku's techniques and stuff when Goku blew up Cell, could do the fusion techniques.
But see, that's not
really.
That's more of like, you know, a copycat type of thing, as opposed to.
No, he did the instant transmission. He absorbed all Goku's abilities when Goku blew him up. He absorbed all his abilities.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not a fusion, though. Like, a fusion basically creates a whole new character.
I know. Yes, I know that. But. He had Goku's knowledge of that, so he could fuse if he found the right person. You know, you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. But you're still wrong, but I do see what you're saying.
I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, because to me, I thought Broly was the strongest person on Dragon Ball Z and should have been killed everybody.
Wait, really?
But, yes, I really do.
Are you crazy?
Until Goku reached Super Saiyan 3 and Super Saiyan 4, then Goku was definitely the superior person on that TV show. But at the beginning, there was no one stronger than Broly.
Right. Well, yeah. At the beginning, but that's the point of the show, is that you're constantly trying to break the barrier. So I mean, at that point, well, even technically. You know, the fact that Goku, whoever defeated Broly, there was somebody stronger than him.
But look how he had to do it. He had to absorb all the Super Saiyan's powers. He took Gohan's. He took Vegeta's. He took Trunks. He took all that power and ascended. Hold on, little brother.
Yeah, the two that I got there, and then you.
See if we ever accidentally ran into a Dragon Ball freak.
The PB's Powerball, the MM's Mega Millions.
Thank you, love you.
Mega, really?
I'm back. Now, if I win that $300 million, would you doubt me then?
Yes, I would still doubt the fact that you win the $300 million. I'm not saying I wouldn't take a cut. I'm just saying.
What cut? The cut
that I am entitled to, okay?
What cut is that?
That is at least 10%.
10%?
Yes. For one,
how do you figure you're getting 10%?
5% for teaching you how to fish, and the other 5% for allowing you to be in my presence of this coolness. 10%. I was going to make it 12, but you're my brother, so I dropped it down 2%.
You know what? And I have to come back and charge you 10% because the fishing techniques you tried to show me sucks. Nobody uses bobbers with crankbaits. So, me, as far as being in your presence, I don't even know the last time we've seen each other. So that motherfucking 10% is not a void.
That's because you have not built up your level high enough to be able to be near me without just burning up. It's like coming near the sun. Okay? You need to build up your resistance to all this greatness. Okay? I'm saving your life. I love you, saving your life.
Okay. I see.
Build up your skill.
Well, you know, me letting you around me, it was like, I didn't understand why the Fonz was letting Potsy around. So, that's why I pretty much keep the dishes with you, because you are the Potsy, and I am Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, okay, look. You can be the Fonz. All right, that's fine. You can Fonz all you want. I'm Taylor Swift. Okay? I'm Taylor Swift. I make rich songs for rich people. Okay? So I'm better than you.
You're better than me.
I'm better than you. Okay? You want to hear my song? My latest song? Okay? Hey, what about us?
Stop it. Hey, keep your day job. Make sure you help people get them bills together.
Oh shit.
What
else? So we did Dragon Ball. What else? Anything else that you've been?
Let me just go over here to my game selection. I'm gonna tell you some sweet games.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to tell you some sweet movies too?
We'll call this segment Keith's Recommendations. Okay. Bam, recommend to the people.
Okay.
Resident
Evil 6 was sweet. Plain and simple. Right Out the Door was sweet. Army 2, Overkill, sweet. The Ultimate Tekken, Dragon Ball Z, sweet. For all you sports fanatics out there, the NBA 2K13, off the chain. The Madden was horrible. Mm-hmm. Borderlands 2 sucks.
What? Why? Whoa there, buddy. Bring it back.
Sucks.
Bring it back. We can't go further.
I can't stand that Borderlands 2 garbage.
What is the
deal? Borderlands 1, I never even played that. And if I had played Borderlands 1, I'd have never bought Borderlands 2. What a horrible, dumb game.
What is wrong with Borderlands 2?
Have you played it?
Yeah, I got it.
That's what's wrong with it. It's horrible. A freaking horrible, stupid, retarded game.
You can't just launch those type of words at a game that is so highly praised and not back it up with words.
It's highly praised. It's highly praised for people that can't conquer nothing else. So for you low budget game loving people, Borderlands 2 definitely belongs to y'all. Stay away from the Resident Evils and the Black Ops and the Sniper Cells and all them other games.
Wow.
Y'all stay away from them and y'all enjoy your Borderlands.
Wow. I mean, you still ain't technically answered the question.
What's wrong with Borderlands? For one, it's all sticks. It's a stupid game, man. I mean, there's no comprehension to the game. There's no story to the game. Only thing you're doing is shooting and just blowing up stuff. There's nothing. There's no meaning behind. What's the meaning behind the game?
There's no story. There's a whole story.
There's no meaning behind the game.
What do you mean by meaning? Okay, what do you mean by meaning?
The meaning, like when you start Resident Evil 6, there's a meaning. You know what your quest is. What's the quest for Borderlands?
There is a point. The quest in because you didn't play Borderlands 1. The point of
Borderlands 2 is.
I'm about to right now. The point of Borderlands 2 is you have the tyrant guy, Jack, who owns pretty much the whole fucking Pandora through his Hyperion Corporation. And then you are the fucking bounty guy who is basically trying to go save the characters for Borderlands 1 and help this revolution to fuck up Hyperion evil shit on the fucking moon.
You're running around, breaking open freaking ice chests, running away from big monkeys.
Wait, how far did you actually get in the game?
Man, we got far in this stupid game. Well, they stopped playing it because they didn't even like it.
Who's that?
And when I first started playing it, I wasn't going to buy it, but the dude at the store was like, oh my God, it's the best two-shooter game ever, and if you don't like it, you can bring it back. But I happened to go out of town, so I didn't have a chance to play it until I got back. And when I got back, guess what? It was one of the sorriest, suckiest games I've ever played. This thing is brand new, and if someone wants it, they can have it. Please, call me. Call me.
Wow.
You can have this game. I will not charge you.
Wow.
Free.
Wow.
Three.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, okay? Tonight is a special Boom podcast, okay? What's going on tonight is we got a homie in the community who's going through some super rough times and shit. So we're going to try to rally the community, see if we could raise a little bit of money just to kind of ease some of his pressures and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we got a $20 PSN card right now. And for anybody who donates $5 or up, we're going to throw them in a little raffle so they can win a $20 PSN card. So, if you hate the game that much, you could throw it into the joint, too. We can give that away.
Yeah, they can have the game.
All right. Which system is it for?
Huh?
Which system?
I couldn't hear you, brother.
What system?
It's the PS3.
All right, there you go.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Resident Evil 6, Madden 13, SmackDown vs. Raw 2013, NBA 2K 2013, Cabela's Danger Hunting 2013, the new Dragon Ball Z, Army of Two, the brand new one, and Resident Evil 6. That's my lineup of games. I don't buy rack games, brother, except for the Borderlands, the wackest game in history of games. Yes, I'm sorry to say, this game is coming from me. It's brand new. I mean, it's so new that the disc is still nice and shiny. You can look at it like a mirror. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Because Borderlands is horrible.
Wow. Wow. I feel like the issue here, and first let me point out, anybody listening, spread the word. So like I said, the point right now is we do a live show, get some people listening, spread the word out, you know, get you, you know, throw some donations to the boy Pandera Town 2 from the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast, which is now known as Beast Mode Gaming Podcast. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know PlayStation Show, if y'all know Boom Podcast, if y'all know the fucking Battlefield Zero Tolerance cast, and y'all know the homie Mike Pantera down too. So, what you want y'all to do is hit him up on the PayPal joint, right? And then throw a little donation down. If your donation is five or up, we got a little $20 PSN card that'll go to somebody randomly. And you heard the big homie, you're going to hook up a copy of Borderlands 2 for the PlayStation 3. So I'm going to throw the his Gmail into the post, and I'm going to also just give it to y'all, mike.stuhlmacher@gmail.com. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Care Bears. And if you ever saw my brother, you would know that he looks like a giant Care Bear. Okay? He looks like a big-ass
like,
Care Bear. And he actually has a heart
like,
tattoo right in between
like
his chest. Look, that's
like
okay. That's okay. We can do a Teletubby Care Bear hug. Okay? Care Bear share. Okay? And that's what's going on here. He's a Care Bear sharing his wealth with the less fortunate.
And for anybody who needs to know who this is Keith Neal. And for the Hilltoppers, y'all know who I am. Yeah, man.
Right, hold on.
And when I win this $3 million tonight, the next podcast, I'm
going to
give away $1 million.
I ain't no goddamn. Dude, now you just went into a whole world of motherfucking unreality. We got all kind of shit up for tosses, man. If you go through and you donate $5 or more to Mike to help him out, you get a chance to win a $20 PSN card. You also get the opportunity to win Borderlands 2 for the PlayStation 3, courtesy of my brother. That's how we do it. But real quick, somebody has joined to line with us. Person who hath joined thy line, who is this and what the fuck?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
The man of the hour. Tower of power. King of everything. Franchise 254.
Franchise 255. What up? Wait.
What
wait.
It do?
Keith.
Yeah.
You can't hear him, can you?
No.
Get your ass on Skype and call me back, punk.
What's your Skype handle?
L Staccata. LSTACCATA.
Hold on,
sure,
hold on,
I already have you on here.
On Skype?
I forgot I had you. I forgot I was talking to you on the phone. Hold on. I got you on here somewhere. Hold on. That.
I never Skyped you ever.
What the fuck is your Skype? True
you
lady,
you
right?
Skype?
Ain't you true lady? Oh,
My wife? Yeah, that's her.
All right, well, get on that shit and call me, punk.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
he ain't even here.
He ain't here. What?
He laying down with a migraine somewhere.
Well, you know.
Huh?
Who you, man?
Nah, yeah.
What is y'all using?
At home, sleeping with a head migraine.
Oh.
Look, man, you get on the Skype so that we can have a proper roundtable.
Hold on, I'm working on it.
Just log in. You gonna see?
Hold on,
Do I have to walk you through getting on Skype too? Is that what this is? Okay. Do you need my help?
My brother.
Do you need my assistance?
Brother.
Are you having some troubles?
My brother.
Yes.
don't make this out to be that way. Oh, I don't even know her password. Huh?
Exactly. It's Putin Nanny One. While he's trying to figure out how to get this popping, where the fuck is Mike at? I ain't even hit him up though. Is he around?
Let me go and hit him on the cell and see what's up with him.
All right. Tell him hop on real quick, cause this is for him. If you're listening, throw a tweet out, throw something out, throw his Gmail out there. Like I said, this is for the community. You try to come together.
Hey, guess what? I do got it.
You're right there. There you are, fuckface.
Huh?
You know that screen name really fits you.
Flesh. You said live flesh and bones.
What?
What the hell is live flesh and bones?
What the hell are you talking about?
How about you send me a course that said live flesh and bones?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, did we bring Disturbed in here?
No, I was waiting for him to say something.
Hey, he's logged in. Hit him.
Alright. Oh, let me say add to group call. How do I do this? Add participant. Okay, wait. I'm confused as shit.
Alright, what is this handle I'm looking for?
L staccata, and or just staccata.
Hold on.
Just look for staccata.
Sta. Staccata.
Yeah.
Ooh, who the hell is that?
My bad, friend. I'm trying to get this punk ass on my shit properly.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead, sir.
Some of us have already donated. Does that go towards the prizes?
Yeah, if you've already donated, I'm gonna just get a list from Mike. And well, actually, I'm gonna just let. Okay, oh, here we go. All right. You're on. Man, I'm gonna see your big ass head, you motherfucker. You ain't supposed to do motherfucker. Why are you on the phone too? What the fuck, man? This is people who don't use the internet.
Why can't I get a picture of you up here?
Wait, hold on. Fran, you still there?
I can't see you.
Damn it. Hold on. Hey, hold on. All right, I'm going to call you right back. How do I do this shit? See, this is how the Boom Podcast work. We just fuck shit up all day, every day. Let's see. There we go. Okay, I'm working this out as I go along. It's working out.
All right.
Let's see. I'm trying to add this fool to the call.
Share screens, add people. Yeah. Oh, there he goes. I think I can add him to the hall.
Who's that? Okay, that's. I got him. I got the.
Here, I'm gonna go ahead and call him.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay. Sweet. Non-exact.
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Okay, so you know what the fuck's going on here, right?
No.
Don't you pay attention to Twitter, man?
I know. I've been moving all day and weekend.
Look,
I've been so busy, dude. I have not been connected to the internet, video games, nothing.
Well, look, bro. Knew you was going through some motherfucking hard times and shit. Was reading your Twitters and shit. So decided to just throw together a little quick live broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Try to get some people listening. Get some people donating to help you out and shit. We even got a couple prizes to throw out there for people that donate. So we're just going to live chat it up and hopefully we can get some shit thrown your way. Like I said, for everybody that donate, you get an opportunity to win a $20 PSN card. You get a copy of Borderlands 2 for the PS3 for another winner.
No,
so, you know, it's incentive, but it's a fucking community. So, you know, if you're listening, throw a donation out there, throw the tweet to somebody, throw his Gmail to somebody, and you know, it's for the people. It's for the people. So, you cool with that? That's all right with you?
Oh my God, I'm shocked. Of course I am. Oh my God. You guys are so amazing. Everybody's been so nice to me today. It's really great. And you know, it's not so much the money, it's just the good feeling that I get from friends that's made my day so good today.
Oh, you know? I want mine back with triple interest.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Nah, dude.
You guys are so awesome.
Nah, we got a couple of things that's Beast Mode Gaming Promotions, Franchise 254 promoted, that's coming your way too. So just keep your PayPal looking and you're going to see something coming. I've already sent you a little bit. I had somebody else send you a little bit. You know, we're just trying to get it, you know. It's going to come in waves.
Wow. Can I just say, me and my wife is in this too, because we're together, you know, we're one unit, you know, and she's just, you know, she's just amazed at our community and how awesome you guys are and how awesome everybody is. And she really, really appreciates everything too. And this is going to, you know, I'm not going to spend any of this on any new games, just used games.
Okay, we're officially eliminating all of it. Nah, go ahead.
No, this is going to bills and rent and gas money, insurance, that sort of stuff. So I really appreciate it.
That's what's up. I mean, that's what we do. You know, everybody came together for Ya Yizzle. You know what I'm saying? So we could come together for you and try to get something done to, you know, help. Even if just a moment to be able to just lift some of that weight off you, you know what I mean?
Hey,
do that. And shout outs to Boom Podcast Mom. She actually donated the $20 PSN card to give away. So
wow,
you know what I mean, shout outs to her. All right, I'm gonna add a couple of folk to this group call. See if I can get this to work right. Let's see here.
Remember one thing. Franchise loves the kids.
Are you calling him a kid? That's just fucked up, son.
Isn't that boy upstairs?
Hey, I donated to Ya. I donated to this young man. They're both younger than me. Franchise loves the kids.
Oh, shit.
What can I say? I am not a role model.
You're goddamn right about that one, sir. You're goddamn right.
I don't need to be a role model. I am the modern day Charles Barkley. You don't want to fuck with me at all.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about anymore, man. But yeah, if anybody who has already donated, you are in the running to win the PSN card or the Borderlands 2. So, you know, if you already, because you know that just because you did it earlier, that's some ill shit. You know what I'm saying? But you win it now, and then before it went around to come back to the original spot, if you see what I'm saying. Okay, first of all, you need to turn your mic down, you big-headed motherfucker.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, you naughty-headed. Well,
I need to see you.
First of all, okay, I know I'm sexy.
You ain't sexy.
Do a group call with free Skype.
See, bam.
A group video call with free.
There you go. See, he don't even know nothing about the motherfucking internet, son. He don't know nothing about the internet. That is Brian there. Brian, say hello to Franchise Mike.
What it do?
What's happening?
Hello.
What's happening?
Mike, my brother Brian, he's actually the one that's going to donate the Borderlands 2 to give away to one of the people donate to. So.
Borderlands, baby.
Thank you for the donation of the video game. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
So let's... Mike, first of all, since we got you, go ahead and throw how the people could donate. Throw it out to them real quick so they know.
I'm sorry, what? Throw out what?
Throw out your email that the people could donate.
Look, this month, we're
about
to
cut this dude off, okay? Okay? get your ghetto-ass household under control, Brian.
Shut up! Okay? I said it!
Can't do that.
The fuck's going on here? Man. This is crazy.
Where's he?
Hey, oh I mean, I got another thing to throw in there.
What you got?
I'm going to donate the Jordans from my infamous picture. Only worn twice. These are some brand new Michael Air Jordan sneakers.
Oh, shit.
You're going to donate Jordans? Jesus Christ. Oh, you don't shit, have
some.
That's crazy.
So that's so if you're a Nike head right about now, you need to be getting in there and throwing some donations out. Because you get some fucking Nikes, you can get a PSN card, and you could get a motherfucking Borderlands 2, son. Mike, tell them what your Gmail is for your PayPal, son.
Wait a minute. I take that back. I got to keep my Jordans. Then we'll give you some Jordan sandals. How about that? We'll give you some Jordan sandals.
This motherfucker right
sandals?
Here.
Is that what, Greek Jordan wears when he plays basketball?
Nah, that's what he wears in his house when he's lounging.
That you can accept it.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Hit me back. Hang up and hit me right back. All
right.
So he can do the video conference with y'all.
Oh, well, he ain't going to be able to video conference because we're doing a big thing. So this the video conference won't work unless we do one-on-one.
So don't do video?
No, not on this. It's all voice.
You see how you got to teach people to use the internet while they're on here interneting?
only on free Skype you can do two-way.
See, only two. Listen to the two-way. Man. Two-way. The white guy is trying to tell you. You're supposed to listen to white people.
white man knows best, huh?
I don't know all that.
For about 15 minutes, I've been trying to get Mike to throw his email out to his PayPal. So, Brian, you should. Mike, throw out your Gmail.
It's Mike, period, Stuhlmacher, and that's spelled Stuhlmacher at gmail.com.
There we go. So, and you know what we'll do?
It's on Twitter, Pantera down too, and I can give it to you there.
So what we're going to do is, just to make sure, you know, because to make sure as many people hear it as possible, we're going to run the giveaway, we'll say, for about a week. And anybody who donates within that time so that we can put the show up, so people who actually can't come to the live show can still download and listen, get an opportunity to donate. So anybody that donates within the next week, you know, we'll have Mike go through that list and randomly pick some people to give the stuff away to. So that gives you some time.
I have this picture of myself that I put on Twitter that my friends made. If somebody's interested in that, I was thinking about throwing that out there because it's a pretty funny picture. I put it on Twitter. If you guys saw it, I don't know if you guys saw it. It's a creepy ass picture of my weird face.
Hey, I might as well throw some cinnamon rolls out there too.
Cinnamon rolls.
I don't know.
I got a bottle of cognac on top of the refrigerator.
You ain't getting rid of the cognac, okay?
I'm just playing.
How about if I throw in an iPhone 3GS? Would that work?
Shit.
Wait, is this another one of your jokes where you're going to be like in 2 seconds, like, never mind, I got to keep date?
I might.
See, this month, we can't even believe the motherfucker no more. Can't even believe him no more.
Okay. How about this? This is real talk. An autograph by me, not by the player, jersey.
I like you.
Okay. Hey, I say.
Yeah.
I'll do something that this card that I have is worth $7,000. If somebody donates, and it has to be verified to you, I say, if one individual donates $400, I will give them one of my Michael Jordan rookie cards.
Wow. No, I can't let anybody do that. That's crazy. $7,000 rookie card?
Okay, you said you can't do it. There it is.
You know, just let him off the hook.
You sure enough let me off the hook.
You let him off the hook.
The Jordan thing, also.
I got two of them, and I'll, you know. But thank you very much.
But nobody gonna give away a $7,000 rookie card for 400.
Brother, there's one thing you don't know. You don't know me. I give anybody anything as long as it's useful.
Hey, well, let me get that Michael Jordan rookie card.
We're gonna stop this little one-upmanship of bullshit going on right about now.
Hey, I just want you to throw away your money like that.
Nah, but the Borderlands is here. I'm gonna take it over to my brother's house. I'm gonna give it to him. So he can have it in his hands.
I really appreciate that. That's awesome.
And, I mean...
people are doing way more than I expected, and I really am just floored by it.
Hey, Pantera, those Jordans I was talking about are famous, aren't they? You remember the picture? I know you remember the picture.
The picture that I deleted almost immediately?
Yeah, the one where you said, Oh my God! Ew! I'm glad I have to look you in the face.
Hey, Sandy. Sandy.
Tell her to bring...
little bro.
Hold up.
All right, tell her to bring some Jamaican fruit. I will tell her. Send me a text message so I don't forget. No, I'm recording show. Recording the podcast.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
One of my fine ounces of weed. To the highest bidder.
You silly.
You'd have to mail it, and you don't mail weed.
If you put it in a cake, you can. Put it in some brownies.
Okay, if you put it in some brownies. Some magic brownies.
Put it in a coffee can.
Fuck this bullshit. Let's talk about some games, son.
Talk about a game. I can get around the cops.
Like I said, man. That Resident Evil 6, a lot of people didn't like it. I loved it. The Men of Two, off the hook.
Men of Two? What the fuck is Men of Two? Army of Two. Okay.
I thought I was texting too.
I thought you was having like a seizure or something. Having a seizure. Men of Two.
You stupid.
So out of did either of y'all play Resident Evil 6, Fran, no. Pantera? No.
Play Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider's
beast,
badass.
Beast mode. It gets my seal of approval.
That's a badass game.
How bad?
I'm strictly a purist Resident Evil fan. I don't play any of this garbage that came out after Resident Evil 4. I can't stand it.
But isn't Resident Evil 4 the one that brought in what the new Resident Evils are? Wasn't that like the turning point?
It was. Yes, the other ones, sort of, but that one was scarier. The 5 and 6 aren't. Those are just shooters, pretty much.
So you did play 6.
They're better than 4.
Why is it better than 4?
I'm still more of a purist with 1, 2, and 3, honestly.
Well, do you like the story mode better in the 1, 2, 3, and 4?
The atmosphere, the B-movie style of acting.
So you pretty much went for the look more than what the game played like.
No, the gameplay is difficult to get used to. It's not, the gameplay is not something you tend to really like in Resident Evil. You just get used to it. You like the story, you like what's going on, the creepy atmosphere, the creepy settings, the music. What really did for that game was the pre-rendered shots of the rooms that you were in. They looked really good for a PlayStation game. And it set a really good mood with those angles of the mansion. And I just love that whole thing.
So you're saying it's lost its atmosphere from the earlier games? Is that what you're...
It's not a scary game anymore. It's not a scary game anymore.
It's a great game now. I'm not gonna say the game wasn't great in 4, 3, 2, but the game is a lot better now because they added more They added more things to shoot, more things to kill. They got more things coming at you. Back in the day, you had to go look from room to room to room to find this and to find that. The game now has got more, just more appeal. You got, you know, just it's not every once in a while you run into a couple zombies and you shoot them. Now you got a whole horde.
Yeah, but then that gets boring where you're just constantly shooting stuff. I like the puzzles. I like the sudden jump out zombie, the scare, you know? It's not scary when there's a ton of them right in front of you.
Let me ask you this.
Dead Space is more of the scare game these days for me.
Have you played the Walking Dead game yet?
No, I heard it was terrible. Are you talking about the Telltale game or the Activision game?
The Telltale game.
Okay, those are good. Those are good. I have played those. I like those a lot.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty decent.
That was it. That was
okay. Your... okay. Let me ask you.
I was leading to
let me ask you.
He answered it and he came right at it. Like that was the whole thing. I wanted to see which way he was going to go. He went the same way I went, so there was no argument for it.
Okay.
I just don't think Resident Evil has turned a corner where it's an everybody audience, and I want it to be more about horror than it is now.
I'm a fan. Y'all falling short on Resident Evil, man. Resident Evil games, top notch. I mean, I'm not saying it's better than the Call of Duties. Not even. I mean,
what? Call of Duty?
You ain't allowed to say Call of Duty around here. These people get angry.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2. That's horrible. Anybody want that? I'll give it to you.
It's still I'm gonna disconnect this call.
Yeah, there's no Call of Duty love here either.
Okay, that's what's up.
Well, you know, these are the people from the Battlefield Zero the former Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast. So they're all about Battlefield.
These are the Borderland likers. Come on, man. Y'all like this Borderlands seriously?
I like it.
It's horrible. This is a cartoon.
I've never played it. Once.
This is a black and white cartoon. This is the worst game ever made.
Whoa.
You might as well play the Smurfs. Wow.
The Smurfs.
The art style is original with that game. Yeah, their art style is totally original with that game. And it has some of the best writing I've heard in a game.
Let me ask you this. Would you play this or would you play Splinter Cell?
I never played much Splinter Cell. I was a Metal Gear Solid fan.
Okay. Would you play this or Metal Gears?
Metal Gear. Yes. Metal Gear's two totally different games.
Yes, when you get better on your stuff. Say hi to Uncle Isan. Say hi, Isan.
Hi, Sam.
What's up?
Say what you doing, homie.
What you doing, homie?
Podcasting.
Say okay.
Okay.
Peace.
Wait, here, take my phone.
But, you know, I think with Borderlands 2, I think your main issue is the fact, okay, because, you know, one of the things that when we were talking about it earlier that you kind of complained about was this lack of story. And the story, like I say, it can seem to lack when you're not, because if you were talking about the first game, I feel you. It wasn't much story in the first game. It was just all about, there's this vault, go get it and kill a bunch of people till you get there.
Exactly.
I ain't saying that the story in the second one is that much better, but there's a slight bit more substance to it. There's
it's way funnier.
It is.
Did you say funnier?
The antagonist is way more clear.
The characters are hilarious, and you love listening to every single one of them in Borderlands 2.
I can't stand it. It's a retarded game, dude. I mean, it's like playing a stick figure game.
Wow.
Seriously.
You just angered a whole lot of people out there, about 2.4 million.
Hey, my email is brianneal@yahoo.com. Send me some dirty messages. I love it.
You probably going to get some.
wait a minute. Repeat that. I didn't get to write it down.
Yeah, this guy, a franchise, he never touched an RPG, and this is like the lightest kind of RPG, in my opinion, Borderlands.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was digging it last year at Extra Life. He was, and I kind of pulled him in on it. He liked it.
I played it for I don't know how many hours. I want to say 9 hours.
You never went back?
I never bought it.
Okay, so you just did a red box rental?
Yeah.
So after your time, after your 9 hours with it, there was no desire to want to pick it up and continue?
Actually, I was going to go trade in and get it a couple weeks ago. So I could, you know,
it's
play some more.
Now. It's like $20 now, right?
I think
I don't know.
Used, it was still around $40, $30.
Where was you looking at?
My little spot that I go to.
Okay, because I'm going to say, you know, GameStop use ain't the same use as everybody else sometimes.
GameStop uses, they'll give you $10 for it and they'll charge you $50 for it.
GameStop use can shut their face.
GameStop use, GameStop just needs to go out of existence.
It's never going to happen. They'll be around forever. They're going to fuck you up your ass for your grid of games until the end of time.
Not me, because I don't use them.
This is true.
I use
Borderlands 2 on Amazon is currently sold out by Amazon if you can't get it from Amazon, but there is a place selling it for $24.39 plus $3.99 shipping.
Well, I was going to say, some of the money that I donated to you earlier, can you give it back?
No, wait. Is that new or used?
I think it's new.
Yeah, because I want to say, we don't support used games on the Boom Podcast. We don't support shutting down video game companies just so we can own a game for a couple of bucks cheaper around these here parts. Sir.
Hey, they got Call of Duty Ghosts coming out. I'm going to get it.
$24.39.
Call of Duty who?
Ghost. I'm going to get it.
Of course you are. You're a peon for Call of Duty.
I guess you probably like Injustice, huh?
I don't like Mortal Kombat anymore, so.
I like Injustice.
That done got weak.
I like Injustice.
I heard it was kind of good. Was it nice?
It's really nice.
Talk about that.
How's the fighting in it? I mean, sometimes, man, you got to push 1,000 buttons to get one move.
Nah, it's not 1,000 buttons. Just simplify it. They simplified it really nice. So, I mean, you still got the, you know, 3-button combos.
Right.
You know, you still got the... The only thing that I don't like is they didn't put any brutalities in it and no fatalities at all.
Well, that's Mortal Kombat, though.
I thought the fatalities were supposed to be like the kind of big earth-shattering moves that they have, was like their version of the fatality. Like punching somebody through the earth type of shit or some shit like that.
Yeah, but you don't see
that's Mortal Kombat, though. You can't throw fatalities into...
Wait. But they did that with DC versus Mortal Kombat, did they not?
Because that was Mortal Kombat.
It doesn't matter.
That was Mortal Kombat.
They spawned out for the same game. Use the brutalities and fatalities.
No, wait. I thought the fatalities in the MKDC joint were very edited. Extremely edited.
Yeah, that was like a T for Teen game also, I think.
Right.
It was not a fatality.
So you weren't really getting like fatality, like you weren't ripping nobody's spines out. You were like...
Oh, yes, you were.
In
DC versus MK?
It was probably low on the blood,
though.
Oh, no. Remember what it was like.
I suggest everybody get a copy of this game and play it. You will see the Flash run up and beat the hell out of somebody. I mean, he's like, and you see blood flying everywhere.
You know, the only thing about this that I even found remotely interesting was the storyline between the Joker and Superman. I believe is who it was. It was the Joker, right? Where he basically tricked Superman into killing Lois Lane, right? Spoilers. Spoiled that for you. Fuck you if you heard that. Spoiled. Did it on purpose.
Actually, he destroyed Metropolis. And Lois Lane was in Metropolis.
I like Joker. Joker's the only one that could do that.
Is it voiced by Mark Hamill?
No. Not this one.
Interesting. Right. You guys continue the chatter. I'm going to go take a piss.
Wait a minute. That's what I was going to say. This guy. Man, so I'm going to be the host now. How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right today? Wow. I hear crickets. Come on now.
Hey, what do you think if one lucky donator gets a really nice copy of Another 48 Hours on Laserdisc? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome if someone actually had a Laserdisc player.
You can get one at your Salvation Army. Damn.
I don't think anybody at my Salvation Army has one.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. We would have to look that up on the internet.
They're going to have to miss out on some awesome Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte action.
Not me, son. You know why? Because I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Like I said, franchise loves the kids.
I donated at the Goodwill today, and I went and looked at their electronics, and they had a Vizio Blu-ray player there. And I asked the lady, how much is this? And there's no price tag on it. And she's like, oh, is that the Blu-ray? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, they want $49.99 for that. And I'm like, holy crap, that's a rip-off. It didn't even have a remote or a power cable. They want $49.99.
I would have told them I'll rub two nickels together and donate this bag of T-shirts. How about that?
I paid $20 for it. $20. That should have been. That damn Goodwill is trying to make, you know, trying to make tons of money off of free shit. They don't get it.
And they do make tons of money off of free shit.
Yeah, but some poor sap is going to pay $49 for a Vizio Blu-ray player with no remote or power cable?
No, they're not going to pay for it. They're going to look at it and they're going to be like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Are you kidding me? What the hell, man? What were we talking about?
I can go buy a Memorex Blu-ray player at Fry's for $50 with a remote and Netflix and all that shit. Fuck that shit. That Goodwill, some fucked up shit right there.
Hey, have you noticed that Pantera is starting to sound a little franchises?
I've always talked like this.
No, have you noticed? You know, it used to be before he started hanging out with old franchise. Now it sounds like his balls have dropped a little bit. He just wants to kick somebody in the nuts.
No, they haven't dropped.
I think he's trying to say he's your father.
That's right, son. Oh, man.
And you guys wouldn't believe the tiny little room I'm living in right now, but I'm grateful for it. It's certainly different.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get past that, though. You know what I mean? You'll get past that.
I had so much stuff in storage, I have no idea how I accumulated that much shit. Hopefully this is only temporary. It's only supposed to be 3 months at the most.
Oh, brother, you get it together.
We're going to try to help you get out of there in a month and a half. And then what we're going to do...
A lot of money for that.
See, Staccato said he's going to... your next place you're going to rent, he's gonna put it in one of his kids' names.
What? Yeah, one of my invisible children.
Yes.
There would be in your name. One of the kids that I put on my taxes that don't really exist.
Yes. What were they? Stock Alicia?
Can I get a couple of them?
You can have a Shinkashe.
A
Shinkashe Smith.
Okay. A Shinkashe Smith. Hey, answer that. That's probably the lie.
While you're listening, we're going to throw it out there one more time. You know,
hey, listen to my dad's ringtone.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that's racist. I'm fairly certain that's racist. We're going to put it out there one more time again, once again, so you people know if you're listening.
I'm on this live webcast with
this man, right? We're going to mute him real quick. How you mute him? We're going to mute this motherfucker. Hold on.
I'm on this live webcast without saying.
Bam. Hello?
He's funny.
Damn, I muted myself. I don't know what to do.
It's closed.
Right, okay. So,
it ain't got no fishing stuff no more.
Donations to Mr. Mike.
It's all guns.
You'll get entered for a chance to win $20 PSN card, a copy of Borderlands 2 for the PlayStation 3. And you do that through PayPal. Mike.stuhlmacher@gmail.com.
Mike.stuhlmacher.
Mike.stuhlmacher. And you can remember that because it's like stool, like poopy.
But it's not spelled the same. Chair, Mike. Thank you very much. It's not spelled the same.
Hey, Stuhlmacher is German.
Yes, German it means chair maker.
So
thank
wait,
you.
Germans like to do
maybe
poop form.
Maybe whoever had my last name made a chair that you could poop through into a pot. But
that makes sense. That makes
but
sense.
But it means chair maker.
It means poop maker.
Dookie porn.
Like bar stool. Maybe that's what it means. Chair.
Oh, it means, means poop maker.
Stuhlmacher means Call of Duty.
Watch Revolution.
Oh my God, Brian. Brian.
Yeah.
Turn down your microphone, okay, Brian? Turn it down.
You need to get an isolating
microphone. Our next show, we're gonna get donations.
Whoa,
this motherfucker. He just went the wrong way. God, motherfucker.
Sound like you're in a cave.
We can't even help old people. Can't even help old people. Okay. I want to talk about. Oh my
somebody's
God,
got their head.
What is going on here?
They got their speakers on in the background.
Brian.
Mine's ain't up high.
What I want to talk about is. One of the best things to ever hit this generation of gaming. Okay.
Thanks, man. I love being the thing to talk about.
No, I didn't say the old generation of gaming. I said this generation.
That's me, this generation.
No, you're the old. You were before Atari. You were like text adventures.
Whoa.
You were text adventures and shit. You're okay.
Say he was the Commodore.
He was Commodore 64. You know what I mean? He was before Pong. He was the fucking board.
So you're telling me I'm back when, you know, Macintosh was around? Is that what you're saying?
You were back in the day when a bunch of cavemen just threw rocks at each other, and that was like their version of a video game, is what I'm saying. That's just what that is. Wait, did something happen to Mike?
I think he's in a bad area. So we're trying to reconnect back to him.
Okay. Was it the solar flares? I think it was the solar flares. One of the most amazing games of this generation, and guys, let me know if you've been a part of this, a game I like to call Ni No Kuni. Guys, anybody? Right?
Oh.
Who's it? What's he?
Ni No Kuni?
No, sir.
Wrath of the White Witch?
No, sir.
No.
Really?
No, sir.
Are y'all serious?
Serious.
Serious like my bank account.
First of all, have either of you actually played Ni No Kuni?
No, never heard of it.
No, don't want to.
You've never played Ni... Man. Sometimes I feel like y'all ain't even gamers. I feel like I want to pull y'all's gamer card.
Sometimes I feel like Staccato just comes out with a whole bunch of stuff that nobody cares about.
Oh my God. How do you not care about one of the greatest RPGs, one of the greatest games, period, this generation? How is that not a thing that you care about?
I never even heard of it.
Oh my God. How have you not heard of this game? It is by the same people who made White Knight Chronicles.
Is what? I'm sorry.
It's from the same people who made White Knight Chronicles.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God. Heard of it, never played it.
Where is everybody at that actually plays video games?
Right here.
Is there nobody in this that I can bring in here to actually... Let's see if Guy in the cardboard box will come in here. Because y'all are tripping. Y'all just...
Hey, you know what? Do you play Madden?
Nobody yes, I do.
See? There you go. That's a video game.
Oh, now I know who's going to go here. Madden is not a video game.
What is it?
It's a Madden. Money suck.
Madden is an experience, not a video game.
A bullshit experience.
It is a video game.
How's it a video game?
It's a life-changing experience. Once you play this game, you tend to understand things and see it in a different light.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, if you're not careful, you'll be looking out of your ear hole. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying y'all have no, and y'all you're talking about some white knights, and you haven't even played Army of Two yet.
What does that have to do with White Knight? White Army Two sucked. The first one sucked, and all the ones after that suck.
How do you know if you never played them?
Because it sucks.
How do you know if you never played them?
Because it hasn't gotten any better from the first one that sucked.
All of them was good.
That is
every
not true.
Single one of them
that's
was good.
That's not true. That's not true.
They even got high ratings.
Just because they got high ratings don't mean it's good.
It got a high rating from me, and I'm the man.
Well, yeah, but you like Call of Duty, so.
He got you there. He got you there.
Hey, something happened to the Skype.
There's a war. There's a war. We're aware. Yes, there's a war. There's a war going on outside. No man is safe from.
And that's why I carry my heat.
That's why you stay strapped, so these suckers better get back.
Ain't nothing but the Muslims.
Wow. Okay. This is what I want to know. Where was this heated debate going this morning or a little while ago about the government and the state of the government and all of this stuff?
With Poppy? With Poppy you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, basically what was going on is Poppy, you know, Poppy like the Republican nation of the world. And I'm trying to tell Pops, yo, Pops, son, like it don't fucking matter. Like, you could throw a Democrat in that bitch. You could throw a Republican in that bitch. At the end of the day, they all trying to do the same shit. They just coming from a different way of trying to get there. The same shit that Bush was doing is the same shit Obama was doing. Is all
I'm
trying
to say. He's just taking a different road.
Yeah, they all trying to get some Lewinsky.
It's a different road. And, you know, and his thing was, well, yo, son, that's whack because that's just an excuse to not really make some change. But I'm like, I'm telling him, it's not really change. You know what I mean? It's like when all the motherfuckers ran out voting for Obama, like they was going to get some change. But you're still at fucking war. You're still dealing with all this shit. You're still getting your privacy taken away. You know what I'm saying? You're going under more government control.
Motherfuckers act
like that just because, like, under Bush, like that shit wasn't happening. You know what I'm saying? That shit was happening. Go ahead.
You had to put Obama in office for the first 4 years and try to have him take care of something that was done for 16 years. He was trying to fix something that was destroyed for years before he even got there.
Not this shit again. But wait, the thing is, okay, I won't even disagree with that, okay? But beyond that, okay, if you look at some of the other policies and the other shit that he's doing... You know what I'm saying? And the shit that is taking place underneath his regime and shit, what I'm saying is, it ain't that much different than what was going on with Bush and them that caused the problems that he was so-called supposed to fix. He wasn't ever supposed to go in there and fix these problems. None of them were supposed to go in there and fix these fucking problems.
You gotta understand, he is a man controlled by many men. He can't do nothing unless the whole house says he can do it. He is their puppet. He's the fall guy. Plain, point blank and simple. He is the fall guy. He can't get nothing done unless them other folks, the white people, tell him he can get it done.
But here's the thing. And even to go to that point, but that's the thing. Like, it don't matter, like I'm saying, whether you get a Republican, Jeb Bush, or
right.
Hillary Clinton in that shit.
They better not put Jeb Bush in there.
It's gonna be the same shit. It's gonna go in the same direction no matter who you put in office. And that's basically what I was trying to tell Poppy. You know what I'm saying? But I guess to see it from that way, you gotta try to look at it a little bit deeper and shit. But that's what that was, Fran.
There's only two things that I could really disagree with what Obama has done so far. One, he's given everybody immunity to stay in this country that don't belong in this country. I don't agree with that. Two, that health reform bill. Don't like it. Those are the only two things I could disagree with him that he is doing right now.
So what you're saying is you don't like universal health care?
Huh?
You don't like universal health care?
What I don't like about it is, say I decide I don't want to get health care. Did you know you can get penalized for that?
Yes, right.
Did you know you can get locked up for that?
Right. You can get locked up for all kind of bullshit nowadays.
But I'm saying you're going to try to penalize me for not wanting to get any health care?
But ain't that the same shit they already do with the fucking, with your car insurance? If you're driving without car insurance and shit, and you get caught so many times, you're going to get penalized for it. And if you do it so many times, you're going through time.
No, in the state of Texas, if you're driving without auto insurance and you get caught the first time, your car is impounded.
Second time,
you lose your license, and whatever car you're driving will be impounded again.
That's the same way it is here.
So I'm saying that is a forced government telling you have to pay this fee. A fee to businesses, something that otherwise would be optional.
No, what they're doing
so
is
how
they're
is that different?
They're protecting individuals that are on the road. So if you go out there and you decide you're going to drink and drive, only stay two blocks away from the house, and you hit someone, it's protecting you.
Okay, but isn't this the same way? Doesn't having
health insurance, no, because I can go to the hospital. They cannot stop me from getting seen whether I have health insurance or not.
Okay, but it's not. But see, the thing is, when you're going to the hospital, and most likely if you don't have health insurance and you're going to the hospital, you're going after the fact. You feel bad, some shit's popping off, so therefore you're going for post-care to try and cure, fix, or whatever is going wrong with you, as opposed to people who, if you do have health care, you should be getting regular checkups in order to prevent problems. Now, that's the thing.
If you're going to the emergency room, shouldn't you or wouldn't you want insurance? I mean, it's going to be crazy expensive. I think they're trying to avoid having all these unpaid bills at the emergency room.
That's what I just drop a knot on them. I'd be like, here you go. How much charge? Give me my charge now. I'm going to drop your knot on you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to walk out of here.
I mean, my friend, he recently was in New York and had a seizure on the street. They charged him like $1,500 for an ambulance ride to go three blocks. That's something nobody needs. Nobody got time for that.
Hey, I got my own health care provider. I'm going to be a health care provider. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all the franchise insurance card. All right? Y'all hear this? Y'all sign up with me. It's $10 a month. $10. You know what I'm saying? All right. Then, what I'm going to cover, you go to the emergency room, you hand them the card. You be like, franchise got me covered. Now, what they're going to in turn do is they're going to send me the bill, and y'all ain't got to pay it.
So I got to pay you so that you don't have to pay anything?
Beat the system, is that what that is?
I ain't going to pay it either. It's just going to go on my credit.
I see where this bracket is going.
I'm black, so my credit's already fucked up.
Well, it's already in the debt, so you might as well just go ahead and say fuck it.
Yeah, this is, hey, there you go.
A little $10 here and there a month. Go ahead and put my shit in the toilet. But eventually, at some point, they're going to start locking y'all motherfuckers up. You don't pay your bills, right? That's coming.
Well, they're doing that.
They already will.
But
they're actually doing that now. They're here in Ohio. They are locking people up that do not pay their hospital bills.
Wow.
Ain't that some crazy shit? This is under fucking Obama.
No, 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 no. This was before Obama got in.
This is for Obama. Obama did this.
This was before.
No, Obama.
This was before.
Obama.
Okay, you can take it how you want. But it ain't going to do nothing but, listen, the United States is becoming Russia. I don't care what no one says. It's becoming Russia. Whoa. Because anyone that we put in office just does not know how to take care of business. They, instead of taking care of all these foreign countries, they need to take care of home first. Stop dumping money. Stop going over blowing up countries, and then you want to pay to get it fixed. Take care of home first.
And this,
pay your bills
at home first. And this is another reason why I came up with the plan to elect me as president. Remember? Staccato,
you remember this. First of all, you stole me and Appleverse, the homie iRockstar shit. We are running for president. Fuck you, franchise.
No. No, no. I said it first. They even have a slogan and a poster for me.
Yeah, you know what the slogan is? Don't vote for this bitch-ass nigga, because the real candidate is over there.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay, that was the slogan on your poster.
Nah, it said vote for franchise, because those other clowns will leave you in the dirt.
Franchise 254. That's the size of his dome, okay? You can't have a nigga like that in office. The head is too big.
The biggest dome around.
Smart enough to get you out of this thing. Can I throw a shout out to somebody real quick?
Yeah. Yes.
To the lovely, beautiful Christine J. Mulk for donating $20 to me. Is that your wife, Staccato?
That is my mother. Thank you, sir.
Your mother. Hey, okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Is that all?
Just a shout out to Christine J. Mulk.
That's it?
Staccato's mom. Thank you.
Here.
Shout out, Mom. What's happening?
If you want, Mike, you can go ahead and throw some shout outs to anybody else that has thrown some donations your way. You want to do that?
Well, Franchise, he threw me some money this morning. The first donator. He's my man. He's my bro. And I, you know, without question, that guy comes running for me to help me. And I really appreciate that. This girl, She-Devil.
There she is, right there. Hello.
Does everybody know why I'm asking for money? I don't know if everybody knows what's really going on.
Like, I'm gonna say that they don't. I didn't go that deep into it, but go ahead if you want to throw it out there, bro.
I'm not just asking for money to ask for money, like. I have a lot of mounting medical problems, no job. I have surgery coming up soon, and that's going to require a week in the hospital and like 6 to 7 weeks of laid up in my bed after that. So,
hey, yo, She-Devil, we'll call you back.
All right.
There's really no option to getting a job right now with the surgery that I'm going to have soon. So, I'm kind of, you know, stuck in a really bad situation with that. I was actually looking for a job prior to finding out that I needed a week in the hospital and 7 weeks of, you know, downtime at home in bed. So it came a shock to me recently about all this. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. Also, I have arthritis in my knees, so I can't do the current job that I was doing, so that's not possible either. So there's a lot of problems.
So I'm donating a case of Slim Fast to you after the surgeries.
I could use that. I got a gut.
I'm going to hook you up, man.
I could donate a bootleg version of Insanity.
What's Insanity?
Get it? Shanti, man. Shanti.
Or some bootleg. I'm going to make a copy of my P90X. I'm going to burn it for you.
I need low impact exercises like elliptical machines because my knees can't take it.
What you do, buddy? Go to the go to any gym that has a pool and work out in the pool.
I love swimming. I'm a really good swimmer, actually.
Now, do you some high intense water aerobics in the pool?
Yeah.
It works real good.
I've been in a pool once. I peed in it.
I used to be able to do a lot of the walking with my job. My old job, I used to do a ton of walking, and it totally wore out my knees, and I can't do it anymore.
That's why you go, because in the pool, you can just float and then clap. Richard Simmons said once, with a fat-ass woman in a wheelchair, all they got to do is just clap for an hour a day, and you can lose weight. So, Mike, what I'm saying is, get your fat ass in the pool and just clap for about an hour in the water. And you'll get,
wouldn't that make him a seal?
I'm a fat ass, too. So I'm being there clapping with you. And we're going to work it out.
So what does that make me? I mean, you were talking about me and those cheeseburgers the other day.
Yeah, dude. You got the cheeseburgers on Facebook all the time.
So your shit is, you're not fat. It's just the motherfucking blood pressure and your shit, just your eyes just going to pop the fuck out because all that salt and red meat, brother. You get some vegetables.
Or your heart.
You need some vegetables, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that is some tomatoes or vegetables.
That motherfucker. You add them to the burger. Motherfucker, bro. No, you need to get you a big ass side of. Now, look, real
you
talk.
You grill them on grill animal style, like an In-N-Out burger.
Check real talk, though, okay? So you said you've been trying to get your blood pressure on check, right?
Yeah, I haven't been eating those burgers. I just shoot them out there so people can look at them. You know what I'm saying?
So you telling me you just buy a hamburger, take a picture of her, and throw it away? Motherfucker, you lying.
He chewed up, spit it out.
I don't fucking... Wait. I don't buy them fucking burgers. Are you crazy? I can't afford that. You know how... You see that big-ass burger? You know how much that fucking thing costs?
I thought you was using the $10 from your insurance premiums people was paying you to buy that shit, son.
Nah, man, that's going towards my car insurance, yo. I don't want to get caught without mine.
Well, look, yo, have you tried to do, though you're saying you tried all kind of shit, have you tried to do going on like a green drink joint? Have you tried that?
No, I haven't tried that one yet, but that's one that I was looking at.
Try that. Yo, I'm going to tell you something, right? Before, I used to eat like a snack. Pieces, hamburgers, tacos, motherfucking burritos, motherfucking lasagna, spaghetti, meatballs and shit, motherfucking McDonald's and Wendy's and White Castles and shit. And every time I took a dump, my shit was like water, son. I was just dumping water, right? So I was like, yo, son, my belly's fucked up in the game. I need to get right. You know what I'm saying? Started my green drink diets and shit.
Metamucil.
But check me out, though. Check me out. Because Metamucil, that's like a short term. So what you need is the long term, right? So I've been doing my green drinks diets. I've been, you know, during the week, I stay away from the meat as much as I can and shit. And even during the weekend, sometimes I do, even though that's my meat weekends, right? So, you know, after a while, you know, I'm losing weight. I'm down like about 30, 40 pounds now and shit with that and working out. But doing the green drink shit, I now have solid shits come out my butt. You know how long it's been since I had a solid shit?
Come on, man.
Okay? No, I'm saying this is real talk. This is real talk. It has been a year. It, probably since I was like 14,
oh
since I
God.
Took a dump, looked in the toilet, it didn't look like a pile of mashed potatoes, is what I'm saying. Okay?
I love I got, this. It's, the it's, talk,
it's logs
man.
Again. Oh. I got logs now. They're logs. You
so what is it if I go in there and I drop logs? I've been dropping them for years.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's just one having that diet cured that issue that I was having. So what I'm saying is if you apply that diet but you tweak it, you look up the different vegetables and stuff that is good on regulating blood pressure and shit. You know what I'm saying? Throw that in your green drink. You do that shit 3 times a day. Have you about 3 cups of it a day or more if you can take it. You know what I'm saying? Cut out some meats and shit or severely decrease your meat intake. Try that shit and see how it helps you. That's all I'm saying.
That was just. I'm
is
just
the
saying,
green drink just basically fiber or something?
Well, I mean, you're getting the fiber and you're getting all the different minerals and nutrients just that's come with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, like, depending on what you like, if you're doing like white mushrooms, okay, Sorry. White mushrooms is good for the prostate. You know, so you don't catch the prostate cancers and shit. And then you could do like kale,
so or strawberries,
and strawberries also, kale, spinach. Blueberries, very good for preventing also different types of cancers and stuff. Orange, the pith of the orange, and I believe the pith of the watermelon, something good for blood pressure. That's supposed to help you get
what's,
your blood pressure in there.
What is the pith?
The pith is the white part in between the actual meat of the orange and the skin of the orange. Like you peel
the
orange.
The white part of the watermelons.
Yeah, and then that white part on the edge, like right underneath the skin is the pith, and then you have the meat of the fruit. The pith part is where a lot of the vitamins and shit go to on the fruit. So when you eat the fruit and you ignore the pith, you're throwing away a lot of the nutrients. So you eat that shit too. That's some good shit. And if you can get like some organic oranges that ain't all chemicaled up and shit, doing the skin of the orange too can actually be very good for you, because it's shit in the skin of the orange that helps prevent stomach cancers and things like that.
Hold on, franchise.
What's up?
I'm gonna tell you, because of the fact, dude, my blood pressure was so high one day they thought I was gonna stroke out. I've been battling blood pressure for years. Now I don't even take blood pressure medication anymore, but this is what me and my wife did. Period. We never ate pork anyway. We don't eat pork. We stop red meat. And we eat nothing but turkey and chicken. Don't ever eat anything out of a can, because of why? The sodium content is so high. And anything that's already canned, anything that comes in a can, the sodium content is too high. So we cut out all canned vegetables. We cut out any canned prepackaged fruits.
Yep.
We cut out a lot of those simple, silly little juices. 100% apple juice, 100% grape juice, 100% orange juice. And like I said, me and my wife only been doing our diet for a couple weeks, and I'm already down maybe 8 pounds. Now,
nice.
I haven't taken one blood pressure pill since I cut out the red meat at all, and got away from all those canned vegetables, because why? I got rid of the sodium, man. You just gotta stay away from the sodium.
Dude, I don't even like how talk tastes. You know what I'm saying?
Good night.
Go ahead.
That's like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Since I started taking, for my medical condition, I had to take Metamucil every day. And ever since when I was taking that and working and exercising a lot, I lost a lot of weight. It just fell off of me, because that stuff wasn't staying in my body very long. But it just would go out, you know? You know how they say if you eat red meat a lot, some of it stays in your system, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
And, eating that constant psyllium, all natural fiber, just cleans you out. It's nice.
Oh,
you really start to lose weight pretty good.
Hell yeah. And the thing is, like, man, that shit you put in your belly, that shit will change.
And that stuff lowers your heart rate too, or your blood pressure, or cholesterol, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys that's doing that fiber thing, let me tell you something that's great. You ever tried them Fiber One bars?
Oh yeah, I love those.
Man, them things are
nuts in them,
and they're great, man. They make you go quick.
Do they have nuts and seeds in them though?
Huh?
Don't those have nuts or seeds in them?
It's not the nut that you worry about. It's the salt that's on the nut that you worry about. Nuts have a high protein. Yeah, buddy.
I can't eat any peanuts, seeds, or nuts for my medical.
Okay, I see.
Popcorns or any of that. It all doesn't. It makes me sick, basically.
Well, you know, then you need to get your fiber. Like I said, addition from having the, you know, if you got your extra fiber pills and shit. But if you wanted to go more natural route with that shit, you need to hit up the broccolis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hit up the kale.
I eat a lot of broccoli, a lot of green beans.
Yeah, a lot of.
I don't know if I said peas. Come on, you gotta put your peas in there.
Peas,
carrots, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the vegetables, just in taking the vegetables and shit, you going, vegetables is motherfucking amazing, son. Yo, man, a vegetable, son? Oh, shit, son.
You ever eaten a lot of asparagus before?
Yeah, I love asparagus, man, make your pee stand.
It comes to your pores, though.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's very you seen good. That? It's good stuff, but it makes your piss stink.
Yeah. Clean you out. Clean you. It's all vegetable. You can pretty much like, and that's the thing, right? Is people been saying that for years, but it feel like the doctors and shit is really now just catching up to the fact that a majority. I mean, there's some health problems you just can't get away from. Some things just happen, but a lot of the stuff and a lot of problems that we deal with. Is coming from the shit that we fucking eat. And if we just really and truly just ate better, we would be like,
have you guys
fucking.
Heard, you guys heard about this thing on Facebook called Soursop? Everybody's been talking about it.
No, what is it?
It's like
here?
This fruit. It's this fruit that's supposed to be 10 times more powerful than chemotherapy to cure cancer.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of this.
Well, Soursop. I've heard about. I was wondering if any of you guys have heard about this.
I can tell you. I can tell you a juice that is really good. And me and my ex wife, we used to buy it. We used to drink it. It's called Zango. And this stuff is good for immune problems. It's good for blood pressure, things like that. I've yet to find it since I've been back in the States.
Let me tell you something that you can drink that's real good for your blood pressure. Almond milk.
Really?
Heard about that.
Proven fact.
It's supposed to taste really good too, right? That's stuff tastes pretty good also.
But when I went to my doctor, he said, well, if you want to take pills, drink almond milk. I loaded up on the almond milk, man. And buddy, I mean, went down 10 points.
Nice.
Nice.
Sour.
Yeah, I think part of my blood pressure problem is my lifestyle.
Yep.
And it's not my eating lifestyle. It's my
stress.
Yeah. There you go. I can honestly say my job is like the number one thing on my list.
Oh, and that's a big thing too, man. You know the stress and shit that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that should have had you fucked up in the game, son.
Well, I mean,
meditate.
Well, we remember the story about somebody getting choke slammed and clotheslined a few months ago. About a year ago, man.
Much of that wrestling.
You know, one of our fine military people stepped out of line and thought he was going to take a swing and got clotheslined and jumped on and choked.
You can't just be choking people, man.
Hey, man, you don't run up on a black dude and think you're going to swing at him because he asked you for an ID card. You're not going to do that.
You should have ducked it and then just flicked him.
You had to catch the beat down.
Catch the beat down?
Clothesline choke.
That was pretty deep, man. That was some deep conversations going on there.
But I like I like the health talk. Health talk. See, Mr. Pantera, there are some pretty smart people in the world.
Yeah, there are.
And most of them are black.
Wow. That you just alienated the one white guy in the room. I don't think I appreciate that.
Wait. I didn't alienate him. I just said most of them are black. I didn't say none of them were white.
Look, we don't do none of that Obama talk around here, okay?
Whoa.
Don't Bush talk either.
Whoa. You know what, both of y'all, stop it.
I do Clinton talk, okay? Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Sour pussy ass motherfucker. Fuck that motherfucker.
I'll punch him in his dick. I want to talk about something real quick that I didn't see. Did anybody see Iron Man 3 yet?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
I haven't seen it, but I want to.
Iron Man 3.
Oh,
very interesting.
It was a sequel.
Better or worse than the first one?
It was a sequel to number 2.
It wasn't even a sequel to number 2. It was kind of like it was actually a sequel to the Avengers.
He get beat up too much and his suit falls apart and just didn't shoot. I mean, just was weak.
Yeah, I can agree with if it was me, I went and saw it last week. I was like, okay, I only paid $5 to watch it, so I mean, I ain't really lose nothing there. But I would have waited for it to come out on video. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds like what I'll do.
Are you ready for a new Avengers, or do you want to see another Hulk?
Another Hulk. The first Avengers movie should have been a Hulk movie.
I agree.
I don't feel like for the Avengers, that threat that they were facing to me was not big enough. As soon as you threw the Hulk in the middle of that shit, the whole tide of the war changed. That shit should have just been a Hulk movie, and then the coming of what's the dude's name? Is it what was the little alien guy that came in at the end? Darkseid or Thanos? Yeah. Thanos? That was Darkseid?
Yeah. No, it's not Darkseid. Darkseid is in DC.
So who? It was Thanos? Thanos. Him coming through, to me, that should have been the introduction of the Avengers. So he should come through and be wrecking shit. But the first Avengers, straight up, that should have just been a Hulk movie. That would have been an ill Hulk movie.
It played like a Hulk movie.
Where's Spider-Man in these Avengers movies? Because isn't he supposed to be there?
He's going to come in the next one, I think.
He ain't going to never get in. They're going to bring in Superman before they bring in Spider-Man.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Spider-Man is supposed to be the leader of the Avengers, or was.
He's the weakest character out there.
No, he was never the leader of the Avengers at all.
That's what somebody told me.
They lied to you, buddy.
I mean, he might have had a team within the Avengers that he might have led at some point, but I don't think he was ever head of the Avengers. But Spider-Man be all over the place, because like at one point he was part of Fantastic Four, because he took over Johnny Storm shit. And I know he was running with Wolverine for a little bit.
And Wolverine's been all over the map.
Yeah, he always been. Yeah, he's
been all over
the place.
I mean, he's been a part of every faction in Marvel, hasn't he?
He's a fan favorite. So
they even like make fun of it sometimes in the comics, like he's all over the place so much.
Well, they got another Wolverine get ready to come out too.
Yeah, they said this was supposed to be better than the last one.
I hope so, because I didn't really care for either of the Wolverine movies. They weren't bad movies, but it wasn't.
Wasn't there only one movie?
No, because he had the maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No, that is because he played in the X-Men, and everybody was looking for the Wolverine movie to be like the X-Men movie.
Maybe that's
what
it was. Maybe I'm thinking about the I did not like the X-Men movies.
You ain't like none of the X-Men movies?
I could dig the X-Men movies, because the X-Men movies were pretty good, and we'll never see any more of them.
We are.
I mean,
we're going to get more X-Men. What are you talking about?
No, they're going back to the beginning class and all this and that.
No, they got the sequel, the Days of the Future Past, which is going to be the next X-Men, the sequel to the joint that just came out. But Halle Berry and all them motherfuckers is supposed to be in this one as the... I mean, I guess it doesn't count as, like, their X-Men movie, but they're going to be bridging that gap between the past characters
and the new X-Men
and the future characters and shit. So we will see them.
X-Men First Class was pretty good, though.
I did enjoy First Class. Yeah, that's true.
I've never even seen that movie.
It was decent movie.
It was pretty good.
I'll watch it on Netflix.
But you know, the thing about the Wolverine movies to me is Wolverine is a very dark character. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I feel like when you do with Wolverine, you kind of, if they would have did that kind of like how they did, like remember the old Spawn movie?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like that was some dark shit, and I feel like you could do that with Wolverine and really create a very adult movie with that shit. And I think that really gives you the opportunity to really pull out the rage and the danger that is fucking Wolverine.
But you gotta realize Wolverine is a man with no past. So, you know, Wolverine is just pretty much fighting off of instinct, off of what's based in front of him as of right now. Wolverine is like,
Yeah, he's ageless, so he never dies.
Exactly.
I mean, Wolverine is that character that's never going away. He's kind of like Superman. I get it. In fact, he's Marvel's version of Superman.
Superman did get killed in the comic book by Doom.
No, he didn't get killed, though.
Yes, he did.
He did not. He just got beat up to his heartbeat, had to slow down so he could recover.
Superman got killed by Doomsday, bro. Do not make me dig out my comic book and bring it to you.
You ain't got to, brother. He came back.
Of course he came back. They brought him back to life.
They did not bring Superman back to life. Superman came back to within the edge of his life.
He came back with the whole black outfit on, not the original red and blue. He came back with the whole black Superman outfit on.
Superman never died.
Okay.
Superman never died.
You know, they did a movie about that, too. They had the Superman Doom. Don't tell me y'all didn't see that one.
Which one are you talking about?
Superman Doom.
Superman Doom. Okay, that's the one with the Batman and Superman, right?
No, that's not the one with Batman and Superman. Batman was not in this movie at all.
But no, which
one? Oh, yeah, I seen that one, Superman fought Doom.
Yeah, and then everybody thinks he's dead. He comes back and he has that black suit on.
That's the shit. That's the death of Superman.
They made that out of the comic book, but they made it shorter than what the comic book actually was.
And in the comic, he never actually died. I'm telling you, son. Buddy, he just got beat up so bad that his body went into like a stasis mode where his heartbeat was beating so slow in order to give him time to recover. And when he finally recovered, that's when he came back.
Okay, hold on. I got one for you, since I can tell you are a Superman man, and me being a Goku man, could Goku beat Superman?
Goku can't beat Superman. Goku don't have enough
power. Are you sick? Are you really sick?
Goku doesn't have enough power to beat Superman.
Okay,
does anybody else believe that?
Okay, so we got a Superman guy. We got a Goku guy. What about the Batman guy?
Batman can't beat neither one of them.
Now, honestly, between between Batman and Superman, I'm a Batman guy, but I will argue for Superman. Now, first of all, you're wrong right there, because it has been proven in the comic books that with wits and smart and money, Batman can pretty much beat anybody, as he did beat Superman with his kryptonite suit.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what superhero you got. They can't beat Goku.
Yes, that's just nonsense. That's not even...
Goku... How many times has Goku been brought back to life?
Thank you. Like 8 times.
Twice.
He's dead in every series.
Yeah, that's true. Every time I turn around, he's been dead in at least 2 series. He's been a little kid in 1. And there's a new series that they had a couple of years ago.
They had the Kai a couple of years ago, but that was basically like the abridged version of the whole series. But in Z, he died at least 2 or 3 times, and I'm pretty sure he died at some point in the GT, and he probably died in the movie. Goku sucks. He's not that great.
Listen here. It even says right here that Doomsday kills Superman.
Because that was supposed to be what Superman people thought.
Superman died, bruh.
He didn't die. He did not die.
Oh, and then y'all gonna say Batman. That is one of the weakest. I would take Spider-Man over Batman.
Whoa. I cannot listen to that. That's a blasphemy to say that Batman is like one of the weakest characters. He ran the Justice League.
Let him run the Justice League.
You need to watch Justice League Doom.
Watched Justice League. They let him run it.
No, watch Justice League Doom. Batman had a contingency plan to take out every member of the.
I seen it, and he had a plan to take out himself, but that was something he had to do.
But that just goes to show that no matter what type of superhero you got, with enough information, enough knowledge, you can fuck all of them up. And with the majority of the superheroes, it's going to be brawn versus brawn. Let's see who can just fight until the other one falls. With Batman, he was just going to fuck everybody up with his mind and be setting his dying.
That's like Superman and Lobo, you know what I mean? What happens every time Superman fights Lobo? He fights Lobo. Lobo kicks his ass until Lobo gets drunk. And then Lobo's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. He goes off and leaves. And then Superman recovers. I mean, come on. If you're going to sit there and fight, yeah, Superman doesn't die. But he gets his ass kicked on a regular basis.
Yes, he does.
How often do you see Batman getting his ass kicked?
A lot.
Very, very seldom.
A lot.
No. Batman goes through some ringers, but no, you don't see him get his ass kicked a lot.
Cartoons and movies, he gets his ass kicked.
No.
Come on, man. Don't sit here and tell me that. Y'all think Batman is for one, only thing you gotta do is catch him at his office, then you could kill him. He doesn't have all that protective armor on. He's easy to kill. You can't kill Superman like that because he's bulletproof, this, that, another, the third. And then you say Batman is a thanking guy. Goku is a thanking guy.
Goku don't do nothing but fight and eat and sleep.
He thanks through all of his battles. He thanks his battles through. Now, if I would have said Vegeta, then that would have been a different thing. Yes, Vegeta's a strong-headed, I want to fight you, my power's got to be better than yours. Yeah, I would agree with that. But I don't even think Superman can beat Vegeta. And I know Batman can't.
What?
Batman would just figure out what his weakness was.
What was his weakness?
Who, Goku?
No, what was Vegeta's weakness?
Vegeta's weakness?
Goku.
No.
Take Goku out the picture. What was Vegeta's weakness? Can either one of y'all tell me what Vegeta's weakness was?
I didn't watch enough of it to tell you.
There was only one thing that was Vegeta's weakness, and that was his pride. Period. But if you didn't fight him, you would never know that. And Goku didn't have a weakness. Oh, yeah, he did. His family. But
Goku had a weakness is the fact that he always dead.
What was
the
weakness?
Goku was an angel throughout three quarters of the episode that they made.
He spent the majority of the show running, trying to be alive from the fact that somebody killed his ass or something.
He died twice. Two times.
Wait. He blew himself up once.
Against Cell. He died when he first started the show when he was fighting his brother. And then he died against Cell. The last time that everybody said he died in the GT, he didn't die. He decided to take that ride with the dragon.
He was dead.
Yeah.
He was out of there.
He
destroyed him. How'd he die? He beat him. How'd he die?
He was standing
at the end.
With the halo above his head.
There was no halo above his head.
He was haloed up.
No, he wasn't. Not in GT. Not once.
In GT where he was a little kid.
When he got transformed back to the little kid.
Yeah.
He didn't have no halo.
I think the thing that we need to agree to disagree here is the fact that
Everybody got their own superhero.
I was going to say that Goku sucks, but yeah, we can go with that one too.
I can say Batman sucks.
No, whoa. Impossible. You can't say that.
I can say it. Watch. Batman sucks.
Ah, I mean, how does Batman live to be in his hundreds and he sucks?
Surrounded by all these supervillains and superheroes. And you know how many superheroes die like every year in the comic books? And he don't got no superpowers at all, but he remains alive.
I'm going to do this for you real quick. Hold on. Let me do this for you real quick. Because I see we agree to definitely disagree. Let's do this. What is the number one superhero?
It's the Flash.
I could agree with that.
Who?
Cool.
Everybody loves the Flash.
I can't stand that week.
The Flash has a very tragic history.
Yeah, I mean, you got Wally West and what's the other one? There's like, what, three or four Flashes,
and some of them, like, die, and I guess his basic, the whole thing about his destiny and majority of them is that at some point he's going to lose his life, and it's just, I feel bad for that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the hell is that?
My fault. Top 10 superheroes of all times. Oh, damn. I forgot about all these cats. Captain America sucks.
I don't like Captain America either. Not so much.
You like Captain America?
Not really. Nah. I liked him in the movie. I thought he was okay. But
yeah, but in the movies, he was cool. But in the comic book, I mean, he was a little bit far-fetched.
What about Thor?
Oh, he's on here too. They got Superman, Spider-Man, Thor. Batman is number 6.
Wow.
Shit, he was above Superman and Spider-Man.
He should be at number 1, but
Wolverine is above Batman.
I bet the Hulk is the number 1 superhero.
You know what? I forgot. And we just was talking about the Hulk. The Hulk, nope, is above Wolverine. I don't know. That's like number 4. Who else could there be?
Iron Man.
I forgot about Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
She's 3.
Green Lantern? Any Green Lanterns in there?
Green Lantern, yep, he's over here. Wow. Here we go. Let's see. Captain America. They got him near the top.
He's not that great. I mean, he's okay. Well, he's not bad.
It's because of how long he's been out, too. But Wolverine's been out. Actually, they have Captain America number 1.
I mean, that makes sense. But he's not necessary. To me, at least, not. I don't even think he would crack top 10 superhero.
No, not with me. No, not even close.
See, I would have to put Gambit up there.
Gambit was sweet.
But they could never get his character right in anything. No, I've yet to see anything that they've done that gets his character right.
You didn't like the 90s cartoon Gambit?
He was cool, but he wasn't 100% accurate either.
I hate how they did Rogue in the goddamn Wolf and the
In the X-Men movies?
Yeah, she didn't fly. She didn't have none of those powers that she had back in the day. She was strong. She could fly.
Well, see, wasn't that the point, though? Because, like, she was kind of like a new mutant during that shit. So she probably hadn't come across the different mutants that she ciphered her powers from to be able to do that.
One mutant that she got it from, right?
Who's?
Oh, come on. You didn't watch the 90s?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
But you gotta realize she got rid of her powers in the last one. She went to the lab and took that cure.
Right, yeah, which was stupid.
But in the last one, she did start getting the powers back. At the very end, you know how they do at the end of the movies where they show the little clips after all the Marvel movies? They showed her having her powers back.
I thought that was just Magneto they showed because he was able to move, like wiggle the chess piece a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
No, watch the movie again.
I can't stand those movies. I can't do it.
Okay, let's do our top 10. Who's your top? Who's your number one?
Top 10. Number one for me, Batman.
I can agree with that.
Well, to me, my number one would be, and not taking nothing from my man, but it had to be the Hulk.
Hulk is cool. Hulk is cool.
He would be my number two.
Number two for you, the Hulk? I think my number two would be Gambit.
Mine would be Goku.
Goku's not a superhero.
He is a superhero.
He is a cartoon character.
He's a superhero.
He's a cartoon
character. He saved the world more than Spider-Man and Batman.
Well, fuck that. If we're doing that, then my real number one is Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho.
And I know you...
That's my real number one.
All right. Okay, hold on. I'll leave Goku out of it. My number two would be... and I could pick bad or good. My number two would be Doom.
Okay. But you know, Doc Doom has... on occasion, work with the good guys, so.
Yes.
He has. Number three, I'm going to go with Nightcrawler.
Ooh. Nightcrawler's nice.
You love X-Men, don't you?
I do. X-Men was the man of 90s joints, man. They was ill.
I think I would have to say number three for me would be Iron Man. I got a thing for billionaires, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Eyes would be Thor.
Thor is cool.
Thor would have been my number four.
Number four. Okay, well, my number four, I would go with Colossus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
My number four would be Superman.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Number fives. Anybody got a number five?
Mr. Miracle.
Ooh. Mine will either be... this is a toss-up between Wolverine or Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer is cool. I did enjoy Silver Surfer.
But he was great in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go number five. I'm going to say Reed Richards.
Smart guy.
He can stretch around. Super long penis. Richards.
Number six. Magneto for me.
I do love Magneto. Oh shit. Well, if we're gonna do that, and I probably would have put him higher, but I wouldn't even think about it. Apocalypse.
Bad boy.
That's my man right there. I am Apocalypse. I love that guy.
I could go with Lobo on that one.
Yeah, Lobo's that's not
beast.
Bad.
Lobo's a beast.
Seven.
I'm going to put a woman in there because I can't leave her out because she was a shit Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, good. You know, and I'll go that same route. And she was one of my favorites. At least from the 90s show, was Rogue. I enjoy Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Damn. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Franchise?
I would say the woman that she got her powers from, Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Right, okay. There we go. There we go.
Number eight. Venom.
I can't go with Venom. I like Venom.
The only reason I don't like Venom is because he was too easy to defeat.
He didn't have the right balance to be a good villain. He had too many. His issues made him a bad villain, but it was his issues that made him a villain. So it was kind of like my number eight, Joker. His issues make him a villain, but it makes him a great villain.
Joker.
Yes. So that's my number eight.
I would like Joker. Joker would be one of mine. But I like Deadpool.
I think that's a real split in the community. It's like with Deadpool, you either love him or hate him. I think that's an interesting one. I like that.
Number nine for me would be Green Lantern.
Which one? All of them? Just the core? Any specific one?
Yeah, would you like...
I would say Green Lantern from the 90s was stronger than any Green Lantern in the early ages.
Mm. So are you talking about John Stewart? Or are you talking about... Howard Jordan?
Huh?
You know, John Stewart was the black...
The black Green Lantern.
All right, John Stewart.
You know, they're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to kill him off, if they haven't already. It's kind
They've
of
killed
up.
Him off two or three times.
But they're trying to dead him off for good. Now, I guess there was this whole thing about... I guess they were trying to shake up the DC and the Green Lantern Corps, so they chose to dead him out, and people kind
of
got
Instead of Hal Jordan?
It. Yeah, they people was a little bit upset about it. Even the writer was a little bit upset. Because, like I say, it's not, you know, in comic books, there's really not a lot of black characters who are really mainstays. Like, you have Storm, you have, what's the dude, like Johnny Cage, but even he isn't as known. And you have the fucking Green Lantern. So, you dead him out, it's kind of lowering the presence of black superheroes a lot, you know.
Yeah, but the guy who actually came up with John Stewart, you know, he died a few years ago, right after Superman Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that during the Brightest Day, the Blackest Night shit?
Yeah.
Okay. That was some ill shit right there. I think that little term was some shit. But where we at? We at number 9 or number 10?
Nine.
Man, I'm trying to dig deep. I mean, honestly, man, I love me some Robin, man.
You know what, though? Because you were kind of thinking along the same lines I was thinking, but I was going to go Nightwing.
Okay, yeah.
See, but I mean, you got to look at which Robin, you know what I'm saying?
Because there are
so many Robins.
Exactly, yeah. But if we want to go specific, like to put a specifics to my Robin, I enjoyed the Robin from the Teen Titans. Original Teen Titans show. I like that.
That was Dick Grayson, wasn't it?
Dick Grayson, I believe. Yeah, I think so.
Who grew up to become Nightwing and become the second Batman?
Yes. 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 Because they did have a fast forward episode where he was Nightwing.
All right. Number 10. No, hold on, franchise. What's your 9?
Oh, Nightwing.
Okay, 10 will be Aquaman for me.
Ew. You just ruined the whole list.
Man, Aquaman was sweet, bro.
Swim.
Okay, wait. We gotta get specific on this. Which Aquaman we're talking about?
I'm talking about the very first original Aquaman. Hold on. Let me get that for you. Hold on.
Aquaman.
You didn't like Aquaman?
Aquaman.
You probably say Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong was the shit.
I thought he was going to say the Wonder Twins myself.
I was going to say Inspector Gadget, but... but no, I'll give you my number 10 real quick. And this one actually just popped up with my head when I said Robin. But he is also, to me, one of the best villains to be portrayed in any comic fashion, comic book, or show. But I know him mainly from Teen Titans, Slade. Him in the fucking Teen Titans cartoon, he was an ill-ass villain, man. He was an ill villain. So that'll be my number 10.
Ooh, I might have to change that. Oh, I forgot about that.
What you think, friend? Number 10.
Oh man, how about the KG Beast?
Kevin Garnett?
You don't remember the KG Beast?
No, who the fuck is the KG Beast?
Oh man, that was one of Batman's most... That was like the one guy, even outside of Bane, that got the best of Batman. He never beat him, but he gave him a run for his money. Well-trained fighter. very intelligent. His only real problem was that he was steroided up, kind of like Bane. Wasn't as strong as Bane, but he was fast. He could fight.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to change mine. I was sorry, man. I forgot about somebody that, little bro, you might know nothing about, but Hawkeye. Sorry. Got to change it.
Hawkeye's the shit.
Hawkeye's cool. He cool.
I forgot about Hawkeye.
If I had to do Arrow guy, I'm going Green Arrow. But you know.
I was
going to
say they're kind of a ripoff of each other.
Exactly are. Exactly.
Why did nobody figure like Shazam?
Batman, it's just like Batman and Iron Man are a ripoff of each other, only Batman doesn't have armor.
Well, he's Batman does judge. Have armor just now.
As armory as Iron Man.
Yeah, but Batman doesn't have that type of armor that Iron Man has that he's, you know, it's going to take everything to take him out.
Yeah, true that.
Batman has armor. I have enjoyed this. I got to get off of here. I got to get ready for my day for tomorrow.
All right, Zilla. Thank you for joining us, sir.
No problem. Call me tomorrow, same man, man, man. All
right.
French all right, bro. It's a pleasure, bro.
Hey, same here. We got to do it again.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace out, you big forehead-ass motherfucker. Well, shit, you know what? We might as well go ahead and end the show. But before we do... I'm going to throw it out there again. If you're listening to the show, we just threw this out live and in charge. But if you're just listening back from the iTunes or off battleclubgaming.com, you know, the homie Mike Pantera Down 2 is just going through some shit. So we're just trying to pull together as a community. Some of the community members have already been putting it in. I'm going to put some in for him. Like I said, the Mother of the Boom podcast, doing a $20 PSN card. We're going to randomly give away to one person that donates. We also have a copy of Borderlands 2 for the PS3. We're going to be giving away to one person that donates. So what you're going to do is go to your PayPal. Okay. When you're in your PayPal, you want to send your donation to mike.stuhlmacher, stuhlmacher @gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the Twitter, Pantera Down 2 on the Twitter, or Boom Podcast on the Twitter, and we can give you the information to make sure it goes to the right place.
But, or Franchise 254.
Franchise 254.
Or Beast Mode Gaming.
Beast Mode Gaming.
BMG Podcast.
Get out there. You know, it's for the community members. So, I mean, even if it's just $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can give, you know, anything just to ease the pressure and bring a little bit of happiness to a family that needs the community right now and shit, you know. And if you can't do it, but you know somebody that might, that has a heart, do your part and just pass the message forward.
I got one thing, though, man.
Go ahead, brother.
I appreciate you inviting me here today to help promote this because I've been doing it all day. I've been, you know, talking to people, sending Skype messages. I've been sending tweets. I was even at my job today, you know what I mean? Telling people, hey, man, if you could throw me something. I'm going to give it to this guy, help him out. He really needs it. And, you know, like you said, I was the first person when I saw it on Twitter this morning, I was the first person to send him something, you know, and I'm going to send him more. And I'm not in it to get anything out of it. That's my man right there. That no matter how bad I talk to him sometimes on the podcast, he knows it's all in fun, but that's my man. Just like if Disturbed get in some kind of trouble like that, if he says, you know what, man, I got this, and I don't have no way out of it, guess what? I'm going to be right there to give it to him.
No doubt.
It's like if you came up to me and said something, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get that. Same treatment.
No doubt.
We're brothers in this.
Word up.
So I'm going to step off my soapbox and stop being Al Sharpton and preaching.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish this up.
Yes, sir. That's how you do, man. You know, and that's the feeling we want. And that's how you be a community. You know what I mean? Sometimes people look at gamers and they point out all the negative shit about us, but they don't really come in the inside to really see how we can hold up each other and support each other and shit and within our communities and even outside of our communities with all the different donation shits that come from the gaming community to help kids in hospitals and all this shit. So, you know, this is just one other situation where we're saying that help us take care of one of our own, you know, Mr. Mike, and, you know, whatever we could put together for him, like I said, just to lighten his load a little bit, you know, help him out.
Yeah, man, help him out with bills and, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm going to keep trying to help him out as much as I can. It's just like when you guys come out for Extra Life, when we're doing that. Mm-hmm. We're, Beast Mode Gaming is doing Extra Life again this year. So, you know, it's gonna be something different this year. So we're just gonna keep on giving to whoever we can give to that needs it.
No doubt. No doubt. And that's how you do. So, you know, this is the Boom Podcast. It's Takata. Yaizo sends his love. He wasn't feeling good, so he couldn't join us today, but you know, he'll be alright. Sinus is kicking his ass, got him stuck up migraines and shit. So, friend, give him your last words, sir.
All right, sir, is my man, yeah. Dude, get at me, son.
Yeah, yeah, so.
It's my man right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling that little fuck face, man, to get on Twitter and shit.
Staccato, you my boy. My man, my ace.
Word up.
You know what I mean?
Word up.
We got to do some more. We got to do some projects together.
We'll get shit popping, son. Get some shit popping.
We're gonna do some intertwining with these websites, and you know what I'm saying. We're gonna start building something big, real big.
We shall call it the Empire. I'm tired as fuck, yo. Yo, it's the Boom Podcast. Y'all know what we're doing. So actually, what y'all gonna get right now? Y'all about to get a double show. Because we actually recorded another Boom Podcast like a week ago. My lazy ass just ain't put it out. So I'm going to just throw these bitches together into one big ass file. You're going to get this one first. And then after this one, you'll get the second one. So y'all have like hours of Boom Podcast to fucking soak your feet in or whatever the fuck you do with it. Yo, I'm out this bitch. Peace out. Friend, peace, son.
Peace.
Word up. Bum bum bum, bum bum bum, bum bum bum, bum bum bum, la di da, la di da. Let's see until Yaizo gets here. Let me play some music. Yo, they call me Staccato, and this is how I flip them raps. About to kick it real with the steel here on BCG Radio.
There's a room where the light won't find you. Only hands where the walls come tumbling down. Every moon I'll be right behind you. So
all right,
tell me
what.
All
faded,
so sad everybody wants to. Everybody wants to rule the world, but nobody can get down like that. To be exact, it's just one thing that we live for, and that is cream. Trying to get money every day.
That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. Are you there, Zoe?
Nope.
Are you there, you son of a bitch?
Huh?
Are you there, you son of a bitch?
Do this.
Turn your mic up. Turn your freaking mic up.
It is up.
Put it closer to your mouth.
It is close to my mouth.
All right, welcome to the Boom Podcast. This is another episode where we do stuff.
And things.
Let's see here. Before we go any further. Let's see here. One second. One second.
The smell what the rock is cooking.
Let's see. Episode 3 of the Blue Shack Podcast is out there. Oh. Also, Mr. Stella King hooking it up with the Neo XY contest on the site. So go to the website battleclubgaming.com to check that out. Got some cool ass posters and some shit that you can win with that joint. Some fried flesh shit. You ain't getting that nowhere else, son. If you want that, the only place you can go get that is battleclubgaming.com. Go check out Guy in a Cardboard Box. He did a little write up called Boss Battles. Are they necessary? Are they necessary? Let you know. We're going to come back to that, because that's the question to ask. Are they necessary? But before we do that, let's see. From Mr. Stella King. Sup, Boom. I was window shopping on eBay this week and happened upon some fool selling a Dark Souls poster signed by the dude who made the Souls games. It was $700. You following so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question, have you gents ever collected game-related merchandise just for the sake of a title you like or a series you followed through console or handheld generations?
Nope.
Never?
No? No, I can say that I have. No.
Never.
That's a negative Reno there, buddy.
Never collected any statues, paintings, art books, figurines, nothing?
No, I can't say that I've done any collecting based off of video games. Because you know what? It ends up being a little too expensive at the end of the day.
It is very expensive.
Because, I mean, when you play, especially when a game's popular, and then they can make money off of it, and then something that should cost maybe $5, maybe 10 at the most, depending on how, ends up going for like 20, 30 bucks per thing, and it's like, it's not worth the money.
It's true. Maybe, this is true. And, you know, I think I'm in the same boat outside of, like, you know, collecting games in general. Like, you know, trying to have the biggest PlayStation 1 catalog or big PlayStation 2 catalog. No, I really didn't. And the only games I really, and I still have them in an attempt just because I don't even know why, was Dot Hack. I mean, with the Dot Hacks for a while there, I had all the games. I was getting the manga. I was getting the anime. So, but that didn't really last too long because, like you said, it does get expensive. I mean, outside of that, not really much either. I mean, I do have a replica of
the main character's sword from Bleach. So I don't know if that counts, but that's cool. Fun. I enjoyed it. I liked Bleach at the time. I saw the sword online. I don't know how I came across it. And I was like, you know what? I want to buy that shit. And I did buy it. So, yeah. Wait, another part. Likewise, what are your thoughts on collectors or limited editions, be it games, movies, or comics from any era? Do you fellas have any cool as fuck favorites? In contrast, can you give us any examples of classic piss poorness? Yours, Sigh. And if you didn't know, that's from the Stella King. Man. I like it. You know, I like the idea of having like collector's editions and things like that, because like, for people who do dig into these different franchises and stuff, it really gives them a little bit extra beyond just having the game to play. You know, maybe like some art books, soundtracks, figurines and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, if you're really into those products, I see really no problem with, especially with a lot of times you can get those kind of stuff just for pre-ordering, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to pay extra, but every now and then, just for getting a pre-order, you get some extra stone in. So, what do you think? What do you think about this? The idea of like the special edition, the collector's editions, things like that.
I don't like it.
Why not? I don't like it at all. What is there not to like
I'm
about?
Tired. Every game doesn't need a collector's edition. Every video game that is released now has to have a collector's edition. It doesn't need one. It was nice when we were growing up to find out that every once in a while there would be a game, and most of the times it was RPGs that came out and it was a collector's edition, and it came with the big old box and had all the cool, and it felt like you were good, you're getting your money's worth. And nowadays, like, a lot of these collector's editions, they're just like, they're piss poor. They're really piss poor. And then it's like, people feel like, oh my god, I get the collector's edition. I get all this extra stuff. And it's just garbage. It's a bunch of crap that you don't even really like.
But that's the thing about the collector's edition. It's not like they're making it pay for you. If it is something that you do want, you can't. It's there for you to get. If you don't want it, it's not.
Sucks. Everything doesn't need collector's editions.
Yeah, but if people... But is it a question of whether or not it needs a collector's edition, or whether or not people will pay for collector's editions? Because obviously people are paying for them.
No, stop making collector's editions for everything.
Why?
Stop it. Just please stop it.
What does it hurt to have a collector's edition?
It hurts my soul.
Wow.
To have a collector's edition. Certain things deserve collector's editions. I'm not saying everything. I'm just saying totally get rid of it. I mean, there have been a few collector's editions that I wish I could have got my hands on, like the that Borderlands one looked okay. I mean, the Borderlands 2 one, it looked okay. I mean, I was kind of thinking when they made it, and it's just maybe me off the top of the head, I was like, you know what? If they would have put a little more money into that, wouldn't it have been better if, like, when you opened up the top of the box or something, or if it had, like, a special little code you had to put in, that when it would automatically open up? And you know how the gun part comes out when you collect the guns and stuff on there? Mm-hmm. The two panels on the side flip out and then it flips up.
Wow.
Like, that would have been so, you know, for that would have been the sweetest thing in the world.
That would have been sweet. That would have been a $500 collector's edition.
I would have bought a collector's edition like that if they put that much effort into it. Like, if I would have opened it up and everything, all my collector's edition stuff would have came up like that. I'd be like, holy shiznitted, this is worth $200-$300.
What if somebody uses that to get married? Like, they just put the box in front of their girlfriend and be like, hey, baby. And then they open it up like...
And it's ringing there? That'd be so...
That'd be sweet.
And it's like, but at the end of the day, then what does it end up being? It's just it's a container with some stuff inside. See, that's my problem with collector's editions. It seems like they're always missing the mark on what they could potentially make out of it. And people would pay the extra money if you would give us something extravagant. Like, you have the technology now compared to what we had back in the days, and you have the means to make, you know, these collector's editions so much more. And sometimes you get like these little cruddy statues that are like cheaply made, and it's just, oh god, Jesus.
I don't know. I think I think that we have proven once again that you just hate people's happiness.
I do.
I think you do. Why is Lauryn Hill going to jail?
What'd she do this time?
She's going to jail for tax, for the tax shit.
Tax evasion?
Yeah. Now here's my shit. How the fuck you send her to jail for tax evasion? And apparently she's been trying to pay her taxes and shit. But then fucking, who's the one bitch? The Lizzie Lohan bitch? This bitch is in court every other week, running away from rehab and shit that's court ordered and all this shit. And y'all don't lock this bitch up for nothing.
Because she's white.
Shit is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
White.
Talib Kweli's new album is out. Prisoner of Conscience. Get that. The RZA track is banging, son. But I don't know. I think it, you know. Like you said, I mean, I kind of see your point. Like, sometimes they can, if they put more imagination into it, they may be able to take that next step and really do something super fucking awesome, cool. But then, you know, you have situations like with the, what was the zombie game? Was it Dead Rising or one of them that had the bust of the girl, and then people got all mad about it because it was like a bikini girl who had like the arms chopped off and all that shit, and the head was chopped off, which I don't understand. It's a game about zombies. You get a zombie little statue-y thingy and you're mad about it. That's just people being overly feminine and fucking sensitive about shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I hate? I hate the men that just jump on this feminine bandwagon all quick just to be some little suckers. Like, just because you jump on that shit, you can be pussy all over the place. No, fool, you the one that's going to be in the motherfucking friend zone for the rest of your fucking life, running around carrying the bitch's fucking coattails and shit while she over there fucking your best friend who beats on her and calls her a fucking whore.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Find the middle ground. I'm not saying beat a bitch. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is stop being a sucker, you know? But at the same time, don't be a punk motherfucker, you know? Find the middle ground. Find the middle ground. Okay? Bitches love middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue on. Movies. I really haven't much paid attention to like any special edition movie thing, because normally those are kind of boring. Because normally when you get like getting the movies and stuff, like special editions or things that you would get is like, oh, here's a cool box set with commentary and all that shit, which you pretty much get anyway nowadays for the most cases, except for anime. In anime, you can get some pretty cool stuff with your box sets.
True.
Like, you know, you'll get figures or, you know, just a little crazy shit like that. So anime, I think you could get pretty cool with some like collector's edition box set shit. I don't know how it is now. That was kind of back in the day, but you know, I guess the anime industry's kind of took in a tumbly wumbly. Yeah, so thank you, Stella King. Highlanders with the piss poorness. Have you heard of or seen any, like, have you come across any like collector's editions type of stuff that was just the whack? That was just like, fuck this shit.
Oh, good Lord, have mercy. I don't know. I really don't look at a lot of collector's editions. The ones I have seen, like the Batman, I think it was the Arkham Asylum or the Arkham City one,
mm-hmm.
with the statue in it. Eh. See, because then it's not a posable statue. So, like, I hate things that aren't posable. You know what I mean? Because you get, like, one lump of plastic, and it's like,
it's supposed to be like a
paperweight. Then you pay all this money for this one lump of nothingness. This is that, I mean, I think the Far Cry one had a little bobblehead doll in it. Like, that was terrible. That was a bad idea. They couldn't come something better than that.
Catherine. I think that was the game that came with a pair of panties. Was that it?
It was a pair of boxers.
A pair of boxers. Okay, yeah.
See, that's unique. That's a good idea.
That is horrible.
That you could wear boxers.
None of these 400-pound niggas sitting around playing Catherine could even fit those boxers. So what you going to do, hang them on the wall?
Hey, wait. If you could fit them, you can wear them. Now, if you have no business grabbing them boxers, you can't fit them. At least it's functional some way or someone's life. They'll use it.
Yeah, after you lose about 300 pounds.
Then it'll motivate you because you'll never get a girl like Catherine unless you lose the weight.
Oh, great googly moogly.
Use it for motivation.
See, exactly. That's exactly the shit I'm talking about. That's Beatles the type of shit things. Motherfuckers think. You ain't gonna get no bitch like that unless you do da-da-da. Nah, fuck that shit. You be who the fuck you are. You make that bitch want you for who you are. You make that bitch realize what she's listening out on. And she come crawling on her knees to you. Why am I calling her a bitch? Because if she wasn't a bitch, she would recognize you for the great person that you are. But she doesn't. But she doesn't. Why? Because she's a bitch. Anyway. Dude, I had my CPAP test. Second CPAP test ran through.
You wanna?
My CPAP test.
The hell's that?
You know, CPAP, the machine when you got sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah.
So me and Mr. Derek got the sleep apnea. So we'll be brothers in Banehood wearing our sleep apnea mask at night so we don't die. They said without the mask, I had 22 episodes of my throat closing up during sleep. And with the mass, only 1.5. So that's a significant, decrease in death possibilities.
So what are they, wait a minute, how did they take the test? What did they do, put you to sleep?
No, well, I mean, you're supposed to do it naturally, but because I had to freak out the first time, they gave me an Ambien. It was like a generic Ambien, it was like a sleep pill. So I did take that, but that shit didn't help none. Like, I took the Ambien, I think it kind of initially helped me go to sleep. But I was still up throughout the entire night. And so, I mean, I don't know. The Ambien was kind of weak. So, man, that shit didn't help. They should have gave me some Twilight or something. But, you basically, like, you go to, they attach all these little sensors to you, like on your legs, all around your head and shit. So they can monitor, like, leg movement and stuff. And then, like, on the first test, they just let you sleep regular. So they can see how many times you, like, stop breathing during your sleep, leg jerks, stuff like that. And then the second time, they have you actually sleep with a CPAP mask on, which blows the air into you to keep your throat open. And then they kind of, you know, take the same measurements, how much your throat closes up and all that stuff. So that's the CPAP study.
And what are they saying is going to be the end result? What do you have to do to naturally get the numbers down?
Well, it's one of those things where it could be a weight issue. You know, the doctor was telling me he had three patients that lost a significant amount of weight, and they got to come off the mask. They didn't need it after they lost all the weight. It could just be a thing where I'm just going to need it. If it's not a weight issue, it just could be a thing where I'll just need it for the rest of my life. I'll be sleeping like Darth Vader. Yep, pretty much. And that's what the shit sound like. And I mean, with some cases of it, there are surgeries and shit that you can do and different things you could try out so that you won't have to use the CPAP. So, but, you know, I'm going to call them up, set up to get the CPAP out here so I can get some good night's sleep. Hey, yeah, shout out to Derek Got 007. All right, we have one more email as we go in and out of life conversations. This is from the big homie Nas. And he says, Hola muchachos. What's up? Hola. Dropping a line to let you know that I agree with the Nintendo love he's been giving out recently. Boom. He's talking about you.
I
recently upgraded from a 3DS to a 3DS XL. Taking advantage of the Get One Free Game promo in preparation of the new Animal Crossing. Most of the main consoles have no new games. Wait a minute. I gotta do this over.
What's wrong?
Hold on. What's your email, Buster Ass Buster?
Mine?
Yeah, niggas.
YayaMark@gmail.com.
Damn it, can anybody remember all that?
YayaMark@gmail.com.
Gmail? What happened to your Yahoo?
I don't use Yahoo anymore.
Oh, great. Google.
Why?
Okay, hold on. Damn it, you're not Yaya Mall, you're Yaya Mall. Okay. Okay, sent it. Okay, pull up your email.
Hey, guess what I'm going to use, Nas? My handy dandy Wii U pad. I'll have to get up to my computer. With a simple click of a few buttons, hit Gmail like a straight gangster, load it up. Boom.
Okay, now you read Nas's email in the Macho Man Randy Savage voice.
Oh, that's
this is how we do. We plan this shit on the fly, son. On the fly.
So I can pull it up. Hold on. Hold on here. All right, slow down. Hold on. Do you smell what the... Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to pull it down. It's going the wrong way. Wrong way. Wrong way. And I think that's... Okay, that's all of it. Okay. Ooh, that's going to be hard, but... Okay, we're going to do this. All right. I'm going to take this as Macho Man. You, sir, are Hulk Hogan. Are you ready?
But there's only one.
I'm going to read it, but you're going to have to just, like, you know, you're going to chime in every once in a while as Hulk Hogan. We are the Mega Powers. You ready?
Okay, go.
Okay, oh, yeah. Hola, muchachos. What's up? Dropping the line to let y'all know that I agree with Nintendo love he's been giving out recently. Ooh, yeah. I recently upgraded from a 3DS to a 3D XL, taking advantage to get one buy one, get one free promo in the preparation of the new Animal Crossing, because if you don't get it...
No, brother! Wait, brother! Most of the main consoles have no new games.
Are you okay? Ooh, yeah. Are you okay there, bro?
I'm getting old for this.
Let me tell you something about the Mega Powers. Let me tell you something about the Mega Powers that are Nintendo. Most of the main consoles have new games, while the 3DS is getting amazing after amazing games. Monster Hunter, Fire Emblem, Luigi's Mansion, Professor Layton, Animal Crossing, Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Wait, brother, wait!
Oh, whoa.
I've got to say this one. Bravely Default are just a few to mention. His love for the Wii U is misplaced. Though since Nintendo did a horrible job promoting it since it launched, and is passing the good games to the 3DS.
Ooh, yeah, cup of coffee, man, cup of coffee, yeah. And the Bravely Default are just a few to mention, ooh, yeah. Would you like to take this away, Ultimate Warrior? His love for the Wii U is misplaced through this Nintendo since a horrible job promoting it since he launched. No sleep, no food. No nothing. Just maniacism. As we walk his skeletons, what are you gonna do? Bury us alive? Launch is depressing good times in the games of the 3DS instead of the Wii U, but we'll see how good it does during E3. Oh, yeah. Never count Nintendo out. And if you think that you do, but you don't do it, and you think that you did not do it, then you probably did do it, but you didn't mean that you did it. Anyway, loving the podcast, you guys. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. The discussions, the guests, do what you do because you do it well. Keep it sexy, babies. Latest, Nas. Oh, yeah.
What you gonna do when the Hulkamania runs wild on you?
With the 24-inch pythons, brother.
Oh, wait, I forgot what the question was.
Was there a question?
I don't think so. Okay, so basically... and let's... Okay. Essentially what he's saying is that he feels like Nintendo is doing a great job, but not because of the Wii U, mainly based on what's going on 3DS. What do you think? Did you get a 3DS yet?
No, I'm still working on that. Still, I agree. Okay.
You agree?
Yeah. The only reason Nintendo's even still hanging in because of 3DS.
Their handheld... their handheld offerings have always been a very large chunk of getting Nintendo through. And then, you know, it's the interesting thing is when you think about it, people talk about, like, how the Wii U is a failure and all shit and how this is going to put Wii U in a bad place. But you forget about their handhelds, man. Their handhelds sell shit tons. It's like you can't ignore a portion of the market where they pretty much have the entire share. just because they might not be doing so great with the Wii U right now. You know what I mean? I mean, shit, if they decided to put out a new, just a Game Boy, like not a dual screen, nothing, none of that, just a new Game Boy system, that mm-hmm. shit would fly off the shelves like fucking peanut butter.
True.
So, I mean, it's not like they don't have this whole other market that they're pretty much dumping on everybody else in.
Here's what it's going to boil down to. E3 is going to determine the sales of the Nintendo, of the Wii U, during the holiday season. And that's going to be based off of the price point of the PS4 and the Xbox, and what they're calling it, 720, what are they even calling this thing?
Infinity.
Okay, the Infinity, or whatever they're going to call that piece of crap. So, when parents are going out to buy stuff for their kids, and let's say Sony decides, okay, ours is going to be worth $500, and then Xbox says ours is going to be worth $495 or whatever, and then that's a huge price point difference. They're just paying $350 and getting the Wii U. See, people don't know about that. Just wait it out. Nintendo's not dead yet. And it's like Nintendo could go straight to the handheld market and still do fine if they wanted to.
And you know, it kind of sucks to say, but I think this current rash of violence that is taking place in the world, when it comes to parents who are going to start looking this holiday season at different gaming consoles and stuff that they would want to buy their kids, while you're going to have your PlayStation 4s and new Xboxes that are going to be displaying like their Call of Duties, they're pretty much going to, they're focused on that mature audience. You know, these parents, they're going to shy away from that. They're going to see Mario and these games that are more not even say kid, because I don't like when people talk about the Nintendo and they try to say the Nintendo is for kids and shit. But just more family friendly, something they can sit down with their kids, and there's a clear distinction between, you know, the cartooniness of this game and real world violence, where it's a little bit more difficult to make that distinction when you play games like Battlefield or Call of Duty, because they're aiming for that real world violence. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I could definitely see the parents, you know, this holiday season come, and like I said, they're looking at all this shit that's going on with shootings and bombings and saying, well, I don't want this in my house. I don't want this type of violence in my house. I want Mario, Kirby, I want Yoshi. You know, I want something that I can sit down with my kids and play, or I can leave them alone and not be scared of them turning on their Nintendo system and popping these games into the console and seeing something that I may not be ready to explain to them yet. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it'll be a lot of stuff. It'll be interesting to see how it does this upcoming holiday season. I think
they better start bringing up. We need some games.
They will. I think that's what the holiday season is going to be. I think we're going to see just a barrage of stuff. There has to be. They really don't have any choice at this point. You know, they're really going to have to bring out a whole barrage of stuff to really get people back into the Wii U's light. But we'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
What else is going on in the world of gaming?
Let me see. What is going on? So I think anything's happening. See, we already talked about the Sim and Diablo debacle. E3 is next month.
Next month, I do believe, yes, sir.
So we gotta get our Reggie Feeds and they would tell us all, we gotta get our bodies ready. We've got to get our bodies ready. Our body is not ready.
Get our bodies ready for E3?
Our bodies have not been ready, and we need to prepare them for E3.
Did you even watch it last year?
Yeah, I was there with y'all.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, it was at mom's house. What do you mean?
So what was the year that you missed?
That was the year before, though.
You missed something.
It was the year before.
Oh, yeah, because we watched it with you and them, everybody over there. Hey, we should do that again. That'll be fun.
It can be over mom's house and do it. It was Nintendo won't be there. Maybe we'll get some good news from other failed consoles.
Well, since Nintendo will be doing it over their little, what is their Nintendo thing called?
Oh, Nintendo Direct, I love you.
Yeah, they'll be doing a Nintendo Direct, so we'll just have to come over to your house and watch it directly off the Wii U.
That's house. I love you, Wii U. Good job, buddy.
And see, and that's cool, though, because look, okay, people are complaining about Nintendo not having a big presence at E3, right? First of all, regardless of whether they do a presentation or not, they're still going to have a presence because other companies are going to want to show off their Wii U games. They're going to want to get that marketing out there to the gamers, because you don't, if the people are kind of looking at the Wii U as a lost cause. So if you've already invested all this money into a Wii U game and you have all this space at a show to show people this game without having to pay for extra marketing from TV stations or magazines, you're going to put that shit out there. So it's not like just because Nintendo is not personally having a thing that you're not going to see any stuff from the Wii U. You know what I'm saying? There will be Wii U stuff there. I'm sure there'll be Wii U stuff on the floor. But the other thing is, you'll be watching the shit, right? And then every now and then you'll get one of those things where, like, Sony's guy will come out on stage and say, right now, if you turn on your PlayStation, you'll be able to download blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
By doing it on Wii Direct, like, you're already there. So if they make some ill-ass announcement and they're like, dude, new Zelda game available for download on your Wii U, go to your Wii U shop, like, you're in that zone already. Once that press, even before the press conference is over, you go in your little Wiimote while you're watching it, download the fucking Zelda. By the time it's done, you're playing a new Zelda game or a new Metroid or some shit. There's all kind of ill shit that they could do with this idea, you know what I mean, to make it cool for you to want to watch on your Wii. And then if they do something like that, some real cool shit, and I'm looking at that like, yo, shit, I should have had a Wii so I could get this dopeness. So I go out and buy a Wii because next fucking E3, some ill shit is going to happen on Nintendo Direct. Or in a couple of months, they'll have another Nintendo Direct and some ill shit will happen. I'm just saying, it's all kind of possibilities. Bro, what you think?
Yeah, I mean... Shit. They don't have to have a presentation, especially if they feel that the Nintendo Direct, their own personal way of getting their information out, and if anybody who cares about Nintendo products in general is going to watch Nintendo Direct anyways, so why beat a dead horse if you're going to, you know what I mean? If you're going to do Nintendo Direct, you don't need E3 technically, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because either you're going to get it on YouTube, you'll find some way to get online, look it up, and get all the information you're going to get from Nintendo directly. So it's like, you really don't need to pay extra money for E3. I mean, it's good to be there. Like, they're not totally just disnouncing E3. They're just not going to take the stage.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. I think people are just tripping a little bit about it.
Yeah, I can suck up man.
It's not really necessary. No need to trip about it. You know, oh, but yeah, that's Nintendo. A lot of Nintendo for the last couple of days.
What
the hell
is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Golf.
Golf?
Yes, I'm playing golf.
That was fun.
It's called... Wait, let me see. I forgot. I even wrote a little mini review on it. I don't remember what it's called. Fucking mini golf matchup. Which, if you go to battleclubgaming.com, you can see a little mini write up with some big pictures and stuff of it, and maybe you want to play because it's free. Mini golf matchup. Buy it now. So let's talk about this. You know, I talk about trying to get a restaurant downtown, right?
Yeah.
Dude, did you know that they're opening up like a new, like, retro kind of arcade downtown?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's going to be like right around the corner from my building. It'll be like a bar.
Ooh.
You can like go in and basically, I guess you go in and actually play the games for free.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but you know, you'll go in and it'll mostly be drinks. I think they said they might not be doing food themselves, but like they'll be trying to set stuff up with like the local, all the local carts and stuff like that to get the food in there. So that'll be cool. But yeah, that'll be interesting. So like if you want your old school pinball machines, Pac-Man, all the old school shit, you'll be able to get it there.
Is it like a door cover charge?
You know, I don't believe so.
How do you make money?
Just off the drinks. Have people come in there buying beers and stuff. And
what if you don't drink?
Well, I'm sure they'll have other stuff other than just alcohol. I mean, you can go to a bar and get just a regular bar and get non-alcoholic beverages. You can get like versions of drinks just without the alcohol.
I would like to have food there. I would like to support this idea, but they're about to do something better than that.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to set up stuff, like I said, with the local carts and stuff and local restaurants to where they can get stuff from them and you can come in. And that's where your food will be, like, from that. But it's mainly, I think, supposed to just be like a hangout spot. You know, you go in, you hit the cart, grab a dog burger, whatever crazy shit, and you go in and, you know, play some arcade games, have a couple pops, a couple juices, a couple shots, whatever your poison, and then that's how you get it. So yeah, it sounds interesting. It'd be cool to go and check out.
I don't want to check out. Let me some arcade. Let me some old school arcade. Got 11.
So it'd be interesting. It'd be worth a look.
Yes.
But yeah, man, so, you know, we got this cart sitting down there. We need to do something with this freaking cart, man.
Man, Jesus Christ.
So here's my idea. We bounce it back. So remember we said Indian, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you said fusion.
Proper fusion?
No, what fusion are we talking?
What goes well with Indian?
Because remember there was the Indian Chinese place before, remember?
So, yeah, you could do Indian Chinese and Indian Japanese, Indian Thai. Because those can cross over fairly good, but...
Yo, I'm about to fuck Zona Ripper up. I'm playing even mini golf matchup, is what I'm saying. So, if we can... What the hell is that? So, if we can get...
Mm-hmm.
We can get the cart easy. It would just mainly be about... finding a place downtown, just place it, and then the cuisine.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
We had to do is we had to sit down and do a tasting menu and find out what we would have on that cart. Like, that's the only way to make sure that we won't mess up.
See, one thing I would want to do, it's one of the things where I don't want to do it, but I do want to do it, is the fact that there's nowhere downtown, really, where you can get some fucking fried chicken, man.
Good old black fried chicken.
Good
black
old chicken. Nigga fried chicken.
Big old lips.
And a side of watermelon flavored cornbread.
And grape Kool-Aid.
Grape Kool-Aid. Grape watermelon.
That's right. Big old... one of those slave portraits on the front with the big old red lips.
So what I would want to do... Well, I was talking about Tawana from work, the person we prank called last week, was... because cooking chicken takes a long time. And that's the one thing. Like, if we do stuff on a cart, I don't want to be shit that's going to take forever. You know what I mean? So, like, I was thinking we could do, like, a boil... like, we boil the chicken in, like, a broth. Like, a super... deliciously seasoned broth. So then all we have to do is batter and quick fry that shit to get the crisp on it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And then we could do like some ill flavors, like a curry wing, maybe like some type of like sriracha mixed flavor type of thing. Just maybe three or four different sauces. And then the thing, like, I want something, because like I don't want to do plate foods because it's a cart. Like, if we had a restaurant, that's different, but on a cart, I want something people could carry around with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if we did like bread that we just slapped down on the grill and then filled it with whatever toppings we had. But a lot of people were doing that, so that's like not really fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't know. We got that cart just sitting down there, and before it goes away, I would like to just give it one shot.
Goes away where?
It's not going to stay there forever. She'll probably end up selling it or something.
She should.
Exactly, but before she does that, I want to use it. I want to use it. Even if we, like I was saying, we could set up not even all day from like 11 to 2 and just see how shit goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. We could try it.
I mean, it'd be worth a try. We have, yeah.
We'll if you're talking about doing like, are you talking about doing portable stuff like sandwiches and things? But with an Indian twist to it? Is that what you're going for here?
Yeah, like the original idea was kind of like a Subway style thing, but instead of like sub bread, you would have like maybe plain and wheat naan. And then you fill it up with like a chili chicken, a tandoori chicken, vegetables and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a mango chutney. Yeah, shit like that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Indian, but in that immediate area downtown, like where I would want to set up, there really is no Indian food there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it would, I don't know.
I mean, it's a shot. There is a, where is it at? It was out on Morse. There's a, what's it called? A hoagie place that I want to try. Maybe for your birthday lunch. Maybe I'll take you out there for a birthday lunch or something. And we can go give it a try sometime. Maybe, maybe week after next or something.
And this place is called Hoagies?
This weekend? Next weekend. Something Hoagies. It looked okay. When I was like, I don't really feel like it right now.
You don't feel like
a hoagie right now. It also has pizza and stuff in there.
Ah, okay.
So maybe, so no. Sounds like something might be delicious.
Sounds like it could be delicious. Sounds like it could be.
Maybe you get it. Maybe you'll get some inspiration when you go in there. It's like, ooh, maybe we can do some Indian hoagies.
That could be interesting. I don't know. But whatever it is, we got to be fresh. It's got to be something that, even if it's in, you know, like if we did a sandwich something, it would have to be a sandwich something that is just different from all the shit in that area. Different from Subway, Potbelly, Jimmy John's, or whatever little bullshit is there. So we have to sit down, come up with some illness, and make it work. Like Tim Gunn says, make it work. Know what I mean?
Sounds like a plan.
Did that sound like a plan?
It does sound like a plan. Plan.
Let's see.
There's not much going on in the video game world I can't think of here.
There really is not. Well, calling
who
the show.
Who was it that said Nintendo? Some people were saying that Nintendo games were the cause of violence. Like, I think they said Mario. What was it? Mario, Animal Crossing, and something else.
What?
These rated E games were responsible for violence in today's society. I forgot where I read that at. It's ridiculous.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. Something like animated violence or something like that.
So they're saying that animated violence desensitizes children to violence, so they think that they can do stuff like that in real life?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the point of it is. It's just people acting stupid.
You know, people have made that argument before, and it's dumb as fuck. I've never once seen a little kid try to drop a bowling ball or anvil on another kid's head because they seen it in fucking Tiny Toons.
That's true.
Now, what I have seen is when you get real life depictions of violence, when you get fucking watch wrestling and then you have kids try these moves on each other, not really thinking that this is going to hurt, but, you know, shit like that. So, that's not even, that's just retarded.
That's just dumb. He's wanting attention.
That's just retarded.
Do you smell what the Rock is tweeting?
Man, I feel like we ain't got shit to talk about.
There's nothing, because there's nothing really going on until E3. Everybody's building up their anticipation.
I know, there's got to be something going on. Let's hit the net. Welcome to the net.
Net.
Let's see, www.thenet.com. Let's see what's on here. Visitor survey. You've been selected to take part in an anonymous survey for visitors at Columbus O'Hara. Tell us what you think of the Nets in 30 seconds. Questionnaire and say thank you. We'll offer you a few exclusive giveaways available today. Question 1, what is your gender? Male.
Male.
Question 2, how often do you visit Nets? Not very often.
Never.
Question 3, how old are you? 25 to
35. Old.
That's all. Thank you for your participation. As we submit the answers to your questions, here's my offers. Anti-aging cream, green coffee bean, electronic cigarettes, free credit score, iPod shuffle. Out of stock. You sons of bitches. How you gonna give me something that's out of stock? Man, this is whack. But anyways, that's what that is. Man, I don't know. Fuck it, man. Let's get out of here. Do we have anybody to call to come on the show?
No, not be today, sir.
To light up some fire around here.
Today's this is a bad day to do a podcast because there's nothing going on this month.
It is. I don't know what's going on.
You need to go ahead. We need to lay low. Wait until June. Come and swing.
Hey, you know what? We got like 2 more episodes of the Blue Shack podcast to post up. I got episode 4 to put up, and I just received episode 5 today. So, yeah. A couple more weeks of Blue Shack podcast, and then after that, you'll get a Boom podcast again, maybe. And again, still, you know, BCG Storytellers is still out there, man. So if anybody wants to contribute, holla at me, boompodcast@gmail.com. You got any questions for the podcast, boompodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up at Boom Podcast on Twitter. Shout out to all the people. Just getting it live, getting it in, living life to the fullest. Let's do a song. Let's make a song.
What?
Let's make a song.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you that desperate?
What? I ain't got nothing else to do.
Make a song about what? When? Where? How?
Right here. Live on the podcast.
Oh, God. You always want to make songs.
Why? What's wrong with songs? You don't like songs?
No, not really. Anti-songish.
What do you mean you're anti-song? What does that even mean?
I don't know. It means I don't like songs.
So you just made that shit up. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Exactly what I'm saying.
You know what? Yaya's just completely stifled the fucking creativity of this. He just destroyed it.
For running us down.
But that's the whole tragic point, my friend. What would I do if I could suddenly feel and to know once again that what I feel is real? I could cry, I could smile, I might lay back. What would I do if I could feel?
I was young, I was surviving the times, waiting for my my moment, I was destined to shine. Lil Ray had an NXX, I was hoping I'm next. Wanting bracelets, never had a rope on my neck unless I was holding Ty-A chain. Rest in peace. Even though that night you flipped on us, you warned us. If you came back and we still in the corners, we goners. Moving on to move your arm and your watch to another time on the block, cause this 40 side where they said shorty rhyme. Tragedy, he used to come through all the time. I'm talking Juice Crew, not what the word defined. He had a sister named Erin, for sure was fine. That was my first crush, I bought my first mic, I wrote my first verse, I was about 9. I was about mine, fantasized house buying. Met Paul, he wore some big glasses. Him and Mel Kwan took me where G-Rap lived. I was happy just getting some answers. I ain't even know what a record advance was. I'm seeing whole sex in the studio bathrooms with rap dudes thinking, wow, she moved me. Same girl then, right now's a groupie. Back then, she was like the star in the movie. Large jewelry and expensive Gucci. Next stop, paid in full, posse recruits me. Knew they were some millionaires, they ropes were dookie. Every B man looking like touchy, he shoot me. You see, every time Rod didn't show, I get to record demos at attempts to blow. I wonder, could they tell? How did they know? 16 years later, here I go.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Huh?
So that's the end of the show.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Awful show. Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the worst ones we've had in about. Yep.
That'll do it to you.
That will do it to you.
Active information. There's nothing going on right now, though.
Who moved my cheese? I just don't know.
Sir.
I just don't know.
You find any apartments?
Well, I looked at a couple of them, but I only got like 2 weeks. I got to move in like 2 weeks.
Damn! Y'all better go to mom's house, man.
Bleh.
Girl, you must just go to mom's house so you can find something. Y'all about to be shit out of luck.
We got time. 2 weeks be enough.
2 weeks to get a place, sign the lease, do all the background check stuff, and then move out.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me look. Either way, the shit's got to be boxed up, so we'd already box up. But it's just the issue of boxing up and having a place to take it to. Or they could do a background check, you know, in a day. So if we found a place, background check, boom, bam, pow, you guys are in.
I had a bunch of boxes over here you could have used.
Yeah, keep saving those boxes, sucker.
No, I'll start saving them up again.
So we still got a couple weeks. Yeah, and I mean, it ain't like we got, like, a lot of crap to move. I mean, when I left the other place, we dropped a lot of stuff. So, most of it here is, like, big shit. Like, desks. You know, all that little, you know, little shit. Not a lot of stuff, so. I don't know. It'll be a quick move. It'll be an easy move, I think. Might just pay somebody to do it. I don't feel like moving. I hate moving.
There you go.
Too much bullshit. Do it like the rich folk. Pay somebody to do it.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, moving company.
Yep. Or some little ghetto kids off the avenue.
Aaron.
Yep. Have you got some little buddy?
You see his friends out there? Yeah, I could do it.
Little pal. Needs some extra cash. Help out. Where's he? Just wasn't in jail. He could help. He helped last time.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed. Yes, it is indeed. Hey, where are you getting your fucking license, man? I was supposed to get it this weekend. I didn't get to get it.
Darn, your fishing license?
Yeah.
I'll say, maybe we could have went out there this weekend, you know?
I know. I didn't get my license like I was supposed to. Because it's a freaking move, because I was like all ready to go this weekend. I was going to buy some new clothes, get my fishing license. And I was like, oh, shit, we got to move. I need money for fucking deposit and stuff.
Man, so, you got it.
Yeah, that didn't quite work out.
You don't got $20 for a fishing license?
It depends, because I don't know how much a deposit would be. A deposit could be $90. It could end up being a full month's rent, so.
Look, sir, I'll buy your license for you for your birthday gift. That you want?
Oh, shit, that works.
Hey, yeah, I'll come. So, I guess we can go. I don't know, I guess we can go. Because I got something next week I got to do. Next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. having company.
Oh, who's that?
Don't worry about that. I'm just throwing it out there.
Who's that? Because we're coming over.
No, you're not. Uh-huh. No, you're not. You're staying away.
Is this Cali Heart District?
Perhaps. So I'll be having that, and plus Blau's taking you the week after that.
Where?
I don't know what he's doing with you and Jatan. I don't know.
Jatan?
That's what Mom said.
Man, I don't know nothing about this. They're tripping on, brother.
I don't know nothing about it either. So if I'm gonna get anything done, I'll pick you up Saturday morning after my treatment and go get some early fishing, put a little bit of gas in the car, get your license, and then we'll go out there, maybe do some a little bit of fishing on Delaware to go to that hoagie place, grab some lunch.
So wait, are you trying to say that we can't meet this broad?
Huh?
Are you trying to say that we can't meet this broad?
Negro, I didn't even meet, what's his name, till I was in high school.
Who?
Alana.
What do you mean until you was in high school?
Hospital.
The hospital?
Yeah. I see when I met her, wasn't I?
No, fool, that was Kanika.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Doesn't matter. Nothing
matters. Oh, great googly moogly.
Look, she doesn't want to meet the family yet. She's shy. So,
nigga, I ain't family. I'm staccato.
We have to be respectful of that. It won't be that bad. She'll eventually want to meet everybody.
You better tell her to calm down. Let's go get some drinks, nigga.
She does drink.
Exactly. Get some drink in your cup. Get crumb. Turn up!
I don't drink.
It's hot, boy, out! Well, all this is going in the show, because this was better than the show conversation.
That was better than the show. That's better than life.
Hell yeah.
Liberty in the pursuit of happiness.
So wait, where's she coming from?
Huh?
Where's she coming from?
California A.
Well, I know that, fool. Where?
Buena Park.
Who?
Buena Park.
Buena Park?
No, Buena. Like Buena, B-U-E-N-A.
Buena Park?
Yeah.
Is that the ghetto?
I don't think it is. It's in, what's it from? God damn, what'd she say? What's that? Name some fancy places in California. What's it called? Oh, Lord, not the Jersey Hill. Orange County.
She's in Orange County.
Yeah.
Well, let's look up this. Buena Park. Buena Park.
Hold on. I can talk to you on the phone quick. Say hello.
Buena Park is a city in northwestern Orange County, California, about 12 miles northwest. Damn it. Give me the
what rest. If I could Skype on my pad while I'm talking to you on this Skype? That's so interesting.
What? You got like 8 Skypes. Just log into a different Skype.
That is true. I don't know why I have so many Skype.
We'll just plug her into this Skype.
Yeah. She's probably going to talk to me. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her on the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hmm?
Oh, my God. You're so, you're so disrespectful. Hi. Look, I'm going to put you on speakerphone so you can go say hi to my brother and everyone in podcast land. Are you ready? You don't have to say much. You can say hi if you want to. No, you're shy. You ready? Hold on, I'm going to check if it's on speaker. Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to work the mic at the same time whilst I work the phone. That's why I do it in the streets as a gangster.
Hello? All
right, hold on. Wait,
hold on.
Hello? Oh, hold on. Okay,
hello?
Wait, Tito sent in. Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? No, this is not working with me holding the mic and you saying hello and me holding the phone.
Try to just get on Skype.
Do you want to get on Skype real quick and say hi?
Dude, if y'all go out there, you have to go to Medieval Times. That shit is awesome.
Well, I'm trying to go out there sometime this, maybe like, said November, I think.
Oh my God, they have pirate one. They have a pirate version of Medieval Times.
No, we all could make a trip out there if we wish they want to go out there, Alana.
She live in a big ass fucking Disneyland resort or something?
Who?
Her.
No.
What the fuck?
You can't find her house?
Well, that's Buena Park, not Buena Vista.
Alright, so I'm trying to... I mean, I know I'm trying to murder her, but...
Wait, she's in Buena Park, right?
Yeah.
Buena Park. The dang straight. People are going to die today.
Welcome to Buena Park.
Ooh, crap. Hug up on her. Good job, Staccata.
You're supposed to get her on Skype.
Oh, my God. I don't know. She's just, let me ask her. She's got to be polite. See if she wants to talk for a little bit.
Is she rich or something?
I don't know.
Original Spanish explorers. You said she was Spanish, right?
Sorry about that. I hung up on you because I was angry at black people. Hmm?
Isn't she Mexican?
She is Mexicano.
Well, there you go. This was created by the original Spanish explorers, settled in the enormous ranchos by land grants made by the King of Spain.
You're from California. Don't lie to me. She wants to... She did I just repeat that for the people?
I'm Mexican from Mexico. I want a green card.
She says she's Mexican. She wants a green card. Did you hear that? Did you hear that disrespect?
Tell her if she wants a green card, she has to be an American.
Let me see if she wants it. Do you want to come on Skype for a few minutes with us? Or are you kind of uncomfortable with that right now?
Mm-hmm. Try to stop being a buster.
All right, give me 1 second, and I will go ahead and hop on your computer, and I'll get on Skype. Actually, no, walk over. You should get on, so make sure we do this right, because I don't want to lose you on the phone.
Wait, ask her if she's in the income bracket of $60,000 or more.
Are you in the income bracket of $60,000 or more?
You're supposed to actually ask her that.
I am a G. I ask what people want. So this perhaps going on the streets right as of yesterday.
That's for households. The median male income is $37,000.
Why are we talking about her personal finance?
I'm not. I'm just reading about her city on Wikipedia. All right.
Hold on. Give me a minute here. Okay. Let me see if I can get.
Does she go to the library? And while you figure this out, we'll play some music. Because apparently you're having some troubles. Let's see, what will we play? Nope. Yeah. Nope. 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 Nope.
You heard that new
title? Nope. Not playing none of that.
Alright,
turn the music off. I just turned it on. Hold on, it's an intro.
Find a way to see me. Someday I'll be right here to stay. Give me love, yeah, yes, oh.
So my hood, I'm always there for you. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, and the near. For all the underprivileged over here, my life is all in your soul daily. Since Nana left us, she took all of your blessings, cause she been there. My life changed, yo. Could never go be without you, yo. It's strange what I wanted to write.
Okay.
Alright, so we're going to say hi.
To
Emily. Or I call her Amy. We're going to call her Emily for her safety. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, sup? So this is my brother Staccata, co-host.
Hello.
Sup?
So here we go. We're gonna what games? Cause I'm gonna get you on here anyways. Cause now I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have two people here, me and Staccata. Not huge fans of Modern Warfare at all. That we blame them for racism as it is today. Emily plays Black Ops 2. Disgusts me, my soul. And it hurts me because I'm a slave. Amy, please. What is it about Black Ops that is so fun that me and Staccata have to play?
Well, I kill people and I go to jail. violence always applies. Mm-hmm.
What?
That's violent.
People I kill people and I go to jail.
Oh, I thought you said you killed people and went to jail. I was like, woo.
No, I could kill people and not go to jail.
Like I'm rough.
Okay, all right. Now, when you say kill people, are you talking about murder or death?
Both. I could die and kill.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, let's play Call of Duty. Let's do it.
Sounds excellent.
Let's do it. Sounds like I'm turned. I've turned a new leaf. We'll play Call of Duty now.
But here's the rant question, and I've yet to ask her this. Do you play any RPGs at all?
No.
Oh,
wow.
That hurt.
What
oh,
the? Ring the motherfucking bell.
A little part of me died today. Bing. Just a little part. Not too much. Like only 10% of me died. What other games do you play? Do you like Mario?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mario's
yes.
cool.
Saving Grace, good. Do you like Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Do you like the People's Strudel?
No.
You hear this? You hear this disrespect? It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
What else? What about action-adventure games? Zelda kind of
yes.
type of stuff? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Zelda and Red Dead Redemption.
Oh,
okay. Dead Island.
Interesting.
Now, I heard that was a glitchy mess.
Yeah, they're coming out with Dead Island 2. So I'm going to try to get that one. I got to pass the first one first before I buy the second one.
Interesting. I heard people are not liking the second Dead Island so much as far as reviews go. There's been some shenanigans about how the game plays on the boat. Doopy-doopy-derpy-derpy.
With the pitting and the pops?
Mm-hmm.
I don't read reviews.
She can't
really?
Read.
You're anti-review.
I can't count.
She can't.
So
I could only read in Spanish.
That's why I'm with her.
So when you are looking to for a game that you might want to buy, are you going strictly off of trailers of the games, gameplay trailers that release? How are you deciding, like, okay, this is a game that I want, since you're not into reading, like, reviews or things? What?
I let society pick my games.
Wow. Well, all right.
I'm just kidding. No, I do look at the demos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played any demo of a game that playing the demo you was like, shit, I want this, bought the game, it was like, shit, I'm taking it back?
Yeah. What's it called? The Walking Dead?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The clicky one where you got clicking.
Yeah.
Point adventure game? Yeah, I can't play those either.
The Telltale one? You didn't like the Telltale one?
To me?
Anybody? Neither of you? Neither of you liked the Telltale
one? I heard the story was good. I'm just not a huge fan of the point and click games. That's not.
Interesting. Interesting.
Not really my thing. Or even just the, you move around, you do one thing, where it's kind of scripted mm-hmm. in a way, but it's not. I don't know. It's just not interesting. So, okay, let's end it on this question.
Wait. How are you just going to be ending conversations?
No, we're going to end it on this question, because I think this is the question everybody wants to know. As a female gamer, what do you think is the state of the gaming industry right now? Sony? Nintendo?
Huh?
What is the state of the gaming industry? Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft? Are things getting better? Are they horrible? Will it get better?
Oh, they're getting worse right now. Coming out with this new Xbox and the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all that.
You're not ready for a new generation of consoles?
No.
Your body's not
ready? I don't play Xbox, so I don't really care about that stupid Xbox. It looks like a one of those routers. It's ugly.
So then you're, what, PS3 Wii U?
Yeah. A Wii U? Ew.
Whoa!
No,
whoa,
you? Okay. What are you? Just PS3?
That is disrespectful.
PS3, a computer, and the Wii.
Interesting. So, you get the Nintendo Wii, okay, and you just gave an ew to the Wii U. Why?
What was that? Oh, it's
the mini golf.
The mini golf game. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Why do we ill the Wii U yet embrace the regular Wii?
Because Yaya has a Wii U.
That's the same reason why he's not getting one.
Yeah, yeah. So we're on the same page there. I just go to his house and play it. I don't need one in my own house.
I guess so. Whatever. Whatever. Y'all both are going to regret those words come E3.
Wait, they're not going to be at E3, so we can't regret anything. Boom, boom, psh.
They won't be on the main stage. They'll be there. They will be an entity. I will not be disrespected.
Why is my stomach frozen?
Anywho, we're going to end the show on this terrible. This was an awful show. But it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters at all.
We will ask if Amy will come back for the E3 show we'll have, if she actually watches it. And
which I won't, but okay.
You gonna watch E3?
Sure.
You can watch it together, like over. I don't know how we'll do it. Prayer. Jesus.
Oh yeah.
There you go. That's how you do it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us,
Emily Lau.
Louderster.
I will sex you later. I will text you later. Watch the language.
All right.
Disgusting.
Very disrespectful.
Ew. It's so nasty.
Might have been a little racist. I almost said nappy headed, but I shouldn't have went there.
Disgusting. So is that it? Are we ending the show?
We are ending the show. We are done. I'm going to go home and, I don't know, watch more Macho Man stuff. He's my hero.
Wait. If we're going to end the show, we have to end the show with music.
End it properly, sir. We hate black people. Wait, whoa. I don't know. That wasn't supposed to say that. It was a... Are we still recording?
Yep. I'm trying to end the show with some music.
I'm going to get lynched.
Wait, I got some. I messed up the fade out. I don't even want to talk no more. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just come on here and just play music all day. I'm going to just call it mixtape, BCG mixtapes, and I'm just come on and just play music, and then people can come on and listen to my music, or they can shut the fuck up. The fuck up.
Awful. So she's the one coming down next Friday, and she'll be here till Tuesday, so that's why I'm going to try to get you this weekend, so we can go up to Delaware. Oh, you want to do Buck Creek, man? That's up to you. Where you want to go?
Hey, matter to me, man. Matters not.
I already got the game, so I don't have to go back out towards Delaware. But like, that's kind of my birthday thing. Like, I do every year, anyways. So I know you like Buck Creek, so we can go that way if you want to.
I mean, I don't particularly like Buck Creek. Just everything is at Buck Creek. So like, if you need to buy worms and stuff, it's all right that's there.
True. Well, where you want to go, man?
I don't know.
Where's Indian Lake at?
It's about 45 minutes. The opposite direction of one of the fishing places. We can do Indian Lake. Never been there before. Let's try Indian Lake.
Once you get the directions, I'm trying to think. About $10 of gas and $20 for food. All right, $30. I should do it.
All right. Well, Boom Podcast. I'm out of here, bitch.
All right, I'll see you Saturday, sir. Be up and be ready.
Bye.
Or you want to go afternoon? No, we need to go morning, so it won't be too hot.
We'll check the weather, see what it's looking like.
Because we got to beat traffic for it. That's like the main thing, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah, we'll check it out, see what the weather's going to be like and decide how we're going to get it.
All right, brother.
All right.
Yo.